Blog Talk Radio.
Start it.
Johnny on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Start it.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the...
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Live with DJ and Butt Naked. The show has started.
Hey, what's going on, Kev?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, that much. Trying to make it in and get this show started. We were late getting in. I appreciate you helping us out here, man. And just don't know about you. We wouldn't have made it on time tonight.
Well, any time for you guys. Any time for you guys. You got Kid on the line. Just letting you know you got Kid on the line.
Okay, okay. Let's see what old Kid... Seeing Kid Ball still froze up there in that north with all that snow.
I got his mic open for you right now, sir.
Kid, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing happening, brother Nick. What's it no good, man?
Oh, man, trying to hold it in the road, boy. We had a little warm weather today.
We had a little warm weather the other day. It got off to around about 50 degrees, but it's been cool off now a little bit, man, up here in the north.
Okay, that great. Hold on. I'm click DJ in on my other line, my phone line. He's beeping in. Hold on one second.
Oh, okay.
All right, DJ, you live on my line.
All right.
All right, Kid, go ahead. What you saying now, Kid? Finish up.
I said it done cool off a little bit up this way, but it's all good, man. We rolling off into 2014, and it's going to be all right very shortly. Another morning
all right,
all
right.
Stuff. We're gonna be drag racing.
Oh yeah, it ain't long now. We got about a good 4 weeks out before it really just kick off again, ain't it?
Well, you got that right. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, DJ Grant?
DJ, he's somewhere around there. He on here. He think he's still working.
Oh,
yeah, fail.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna be ready for Hattiesburg, or you don't know if you're gonna make that trip?
No, I'm not gonna make Hattiesburg. I'm probably gonna make another race at Running Brown, probably. Yeah,
oh,
I'm gonna
okay.
make Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try to show up to a few more of the other races that we got. So I'm trying to get me another truck or something so I do a little bit more traveling. You know,
oh, okay.
Bridge,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Trucks
yep.
up high though, boy. Good God Almighty.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
On an arm and leg for a decent dually.
Man, good God of mine, what you talking about? I looked at a new one today. That's a house. 80,000.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, kid. I'm gonna try this other caller. Let me see who they is. Right.
All
right.
Quick. Open them up. I'm right. Standing by.
I'm gonna leave your mic open now.
Okay.
202-9418. Michael Lye. Who was speaking with? 202-9418. Michael Lye. All right. Going back on mute. Guess they just listening now. I like some buckets or something going on. All right. Well, yes, I had some more callers get they dropped off. Right there. So, what you looking forward to seeing more out of grid racing this year, kid? What you like to see that you did not see?
Less talking and more drag race.
Hey, that what's up right there. I agree.
You know it too.
What you talking about that, DJ? I heard him say hello.
Yeah, I did too. All the more confrontations they can on, man. That's drag race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. Let's talk. Me and Tony Bryan talked last night. We thinking about doing something with each other. I told him let him know Friday what going to be up. So me and him definitely going to end up locking in. Call him up Friday and see what for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Old boss, Tony Bryan.
When is Ronnie Brown's race?
February 15th.
Oh, February 15th. Okay, day after Valentine's Day. Okay.
So we're gonna get him on there and on somebody's show Friday, either next week after we are grooming this lock up. But we're gonna see what's up. I'm gonna go ahead and run with that Camaro we got. I think we're running with my new one. We're gonna see what's up.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's at South Georgia Motorsports Park or another track?
That's at what now?
I said, is that at South Georgia Motorsports Park or is that at another track, the oldest race?
That's South Georgia Motorsports Park track now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty nice facility. I was down years ago.
Yeah, it was a real nice facility. Have you seen the Grudge Inc. schedule yet?
No, I haven't.
I'm trying to put it up so I can read out some of the up-and-coming events that we got going on around here. You know, I'm not a computer whiz on this thing. I'm trying to run this board that we got and look at that at the same time, trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got some showstoppers going on this year.
I heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that list talking more action. I think a lot of folks looking forward to that. And I think we got a whole lot of new cars that are coming out. They don't think I know it's a whole lot of new cars. Well, you know, you got Susan, you got Mary, you got Jane, you got Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and their grandmama coming out with a new car this year.
Right.
Be off the chain. You got new G-bodies, you got goddamn new 28s, new 29. Everybody I'm talking to, oh, man, I got my car, man. We're coming out. We just wait until the weather breaks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, the game ain't gonna change. Alabama standing up too. Got a lot of in Alabama too.
Oh yeah.
A lot of them. Shit, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of them that coming out. Oh yeah. Well, let me go to the mic and see what we got, kid. Hold on 1 second. We got
all right.
Cadillac Joe up next. Let me see what he got here. The King and 4 minutes. What's up?
What's up there, butt to the naked kid? What up, Cadillac?
What's up,
on the mic,
Joe?
Man.
You staying warm up there, man?
Huh?
You staying warm up there?
Oh, man, these midgets keeping daddy tight, dog. They got my feet warm, got my belly warm, and got the middle saying, ow! That's it, baby.
Hey, what's up, boy? Take care of that family, hold your head up. God damn it, stay warm up there.
Oh, man, you know I got to do that, man. I want to see this car, but, man, I heard you finna do some things. Huh? Buck, I made you a Camaro, man.
No, I don't have a Camaro. Tony Bryan got one. I don't have no Camaro.
Okay. Oh,
new. That's why I told him I want to run a 28 Tyree, but I only have one engine, so I had to swap the engine back and forth between the cars. I told him I let him know Friday. see what's up. That was me and talked about last night.
Okay, okay.
I'm not fortunate to have some engines yet.
But naked, you the man. You can make it naked, make it happen. As they say, make it rain, baby. Shake it up. Shake that tree, yeah, butt naked.
I wish I could, boy. Hard time with the newborns. You know what it is.
I know that's right. I'm just listening in to the show, man, supporting everybody, man. Kid, happy new year, boy.
Same to you there, Cadillac. Yep. You said, I'm trying to keep warm up here.
Oh yeah, man. I'm definitely keeping warm. I got that Camaro doing push up on her thumbs now. He coming on. Hey, Cadillac coming from the bottom to the top. Anything in the way better move. It's like this here. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
That's right.
I'm coming through to hurt him like hammer.
And what's up? Oh yeah. Well, all right, Cadillac, we're going to go to the next caller, and you leave your mic open for the routine. You got to put it on mute when you ready to come up.
Yeah, you come out.
Yeah. Go to the next. We got the Alabama People Champ, Turbo Tim, Mike and Lyle. What's going on, homie? Turbo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's going on, homie? Doing all right down there?
Yeah. I'm just listening.
Okay.
Talk about right now, unless y'all get Mark on the phone.
He ain't called in today. He probably on in a minute, but he get on here. I'll make sure I get you on.
Yeah, I'll be on mute.
All right, take care. Ground and pound. What it be like?
Oh, what's going on, man? What's happening?
I don't know, man. Trying to hold it in the road, make $1.15.
Yeah, hey, man, that's the best thing, man. We on a brand new year, man. Look like everybody should have a good year this year.
I believe everybody will. You know, I think God is good, and hey, and with the law of will, I think everybody gonna have a great year. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
There you go. As long as you jump in the ring, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Do a little sparring. That's all.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. So how everything going
up
today,
man? Cold, man. That's about it. Cold. We trying to get over it. Sooner or later.
Okay. You ready for the new season? What you looking forward to seeing out the new season of 2014 in the Grudge game?
I'm actually, man, looking to see some good racing, man, and not a whole lot of bickering. You know what I mean? Whole lot of bickering,
yeah.
A whole lot of stiff, some good racing, man, and looking forward to doing a little bit more traveling, man, like we did last year.
Hey, I had a wonderful time this past year, you know. I loved the little traveling that I did do, and I met a lot of people that I hadn't met. I heard from them on this show, but I never met them, and you know what? I still ain't met Uncle Larry yet. Not in person.
Oh, you know, that was
I got to meet.
That was certainly a big thing for me, man, traveling and, see a lot of guys on the videos, man, and hear them on the radio, but never get a chance to meet them. I can't say I did. I got a chance to meet a whole lot of cats, man, you know what I mean, and good cats, you know, and enjoyed some racing, man, like Larry said. Shit, some good fellowship.
That's what he said on it. That's it. Good
yep,
fellowship.
No doubt.
He saw me. He saw me down there, but all right on that Polaris, he said, boy, I was in the wind. He said, by the time he said, but he couldn't get naked out, so I was gone. I told Nick that I'm going to ride my old Polaris. That way I can be a little bit slower. When he say, but I can hear him say, nigga.
There you go. Cadillac,
oh,
here. How y'all guys doing?
What's going on? What's happening with you around the town?
No, right. Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. Like I say, you know, I got to call in and give my support every Tuesday, man. You know, I'm sitting back listening. Might not push the one button like I did tonight, but, hey, I'm listening.
I hear you.
I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yes, sir, man.
Sure do.
I got a little company. I'm going on back on me.
All right.
Well, you know the routine. You ready to come in? You just unmute yourself and come on in.
Okay. Appreciate
all
you.
Right. Appreciate it. Now, take care. We got the Uncle of Drag Racing, Uncle Larry. You're Mike and Larry. What's going on?
What's going on, Butt Naked? Kid,
hey,
all of y'all.
What's going on, Larry?
Well, y'all right. What's going on, Joe? All of y'all, man. How everybody?
Doing pretty good. You're
doing all right. Good.
That's what I want to hear, man.
Larry, what you looking forward to seeing at the 2014 Grudge Race season here?
I'm looking for a lot of shit talking, drag racing. And hey, man, we got to have that fellowship, man. But my biggest thing I'm looking for, butt naked, is really the fans. You know, I'm just a person. I just believe in the fans, man, because without the fans, man, we would be nothing. You know what I'm saying? The fans is what make it happen. So I think that we should concentrate on the fans and stuff a little bit more than what a lot of us haven't been doing, you know, and try to get those people to come out and support this thing. It's a great thing, man, because I believe 2014, man, it's gonna be super good, man.
I believe that too, Larry. And it's interesting that you said the fans. I was on an Our Talk Show on this. There's another guy on this side. I got a local talk show for Dirty South Racing. And another guy that he's not nationally known, but he's known old Hood Rant. Man, like he said, fuck the fans. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Fuck the fans.
Yeah.
I said, man, let's not do that, Greg. I said, you know better than that. Come on, man. I said, without the fans, it ain't no I said, man, you know the fans really come out. These people come out. They pay their hard-earned $15 and $20 to see these shows. And, hey, the fans are more important than anything else out here. You know? These people, they might not be as fortunate as some of us is to go out and put down the law with this racing. Get back. I'm on the show. Don't. And my daughter messing with me. Got me sidetracked, man. We got a fur diamond today. I told you today, Larry, I bought my daughter her fur diamonds today.
Yeah, you was telling me about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Anyway,
but without them fans butt naked, if we ain't got them fans butt naked, man, it's a lost cause, man. You know, and that's why I speak of fellowship, because it takes all of us to make this thing work, man. Everybody's a main ingredient in anything that we do, man. Anything.
Exactly.
And if we pull together, man, it ain't gonna be nothing that can stop us.
You know what I don't understand butt naked? I mean, they talk about that's the fans. If the fans don't show up, who buys these hot dogs and hamburgers? Well, I don't know if they're getting a part of concession or not, but who buys these hamburgers and hot dogs and, you know, popcorn and pops and stuff? That contributes to your racing. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
I don't understand them.
Let me tell you something about that there. The fans, sometimes I can be having a bad ass day. A real bad day, a long travel, a bad day. You know where there'll always be a kid or some guy come over there and say, how you doing, Mr. Butt Naked? I'm doing all right. He said, I just want to come in and shake your hand and finally meet you. Something like that. Can we take a look at your car? Can we take a picture? You know, to hear them people say that sometimes, they don't spend their money to come see us. Hey, that shit is uplifting to me. It made me feel good. For a man to come over and say, how you doing? And can I take a picture of your car? Take a picture of you or this or that? Hey, I'm not no celebrity, but hey.
Right.
I'd like to see him.
You could be having a bad day. Something like that might cheer you up.
Yeah. Lift me up, man. That's real talk.
I don't understand people.
Then I even have some sometimes. They say, do you need any help? Because I be there by myself sometimes. But they need help or something? Do you need me to do this or you want me to do that? Or I can be struggling picking up something. They'll get down there and help me sometime. You know what I'm saying? And I think fans are really important. I love them. I love to see them all. Yep. So, I get with that being said, Larry, what you got to say about that? What you think about that?
Hey, but dang it, it's all good, man. If you get just like having a person on one side of the boulder and you on the other side of the boulder. Y'all pushing, y'all going to be straining and struggling. But if I turn around and decide to come on and get on the other side of the boulder, which can help you push butt naked, it's going to be just that much easier, man. All we need to do is just make that little push, man, and try to make it good. Try to make this whole thing be good, man. And I think that if we make it good, butt naked, I really, really, truly, honestly, man, think that we're going to move much faster than what we really anticipate.
Oh, yeah. I really do, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I'm gonna keep I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. I'm gonna keep it moving and keep moving forward, and I'm gonna keep supporting, and I'm gonna keep doing what I do because this is what I do. You know, all the other ones that want to do what they want to do, they make up in their mind, they do what they want to do. But like I told you, I'm looking for this thing to be a great turnout, but naked. And with that being said, I'm going to get right back over here on mute, and I'm going to let you get the next person in.
All right. And next time you come down south, I come up, no, I'm going to have a red dude with a hip knocked off, partially. So that's me over there. You come find me now.
You were just moving too fast for me, but naked. You're moving too fast.
Oh, yeah. All right, then I guess I'm going to catch the other two calls, Larry. You know the routine. You put your phone on mute and come back when you feel like it.
Okay.
443-0691. Your mic in line. Who's speaking with tonight? 443-0691.
Okay.
On mute. All right, my next call is going to be our other brethren, Mr. G-Shot. G-Shot, what's going on, homie?
Nothing but nigga. How you doing?
Man, I'm trying to hold it in the road and maintain, boy. It's hard, but it's fair, though.
What's happening, G-Shot?
Hey, kid, how's it going?
I don't know. My man called me last night, man.
yeah, I talked to him a couple weeks.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, he
said it won't be long.
How about Uncle Larry? How you doing, Uncle Larry?
He got his phone on mute, I think. Thing went to mute.
Yeah. It took me a minute to get off of mute. What's going down?
Not much, man.
Yeah.
Not much, man.
Holding on with both hands, man. Trying to get my foot up there.
That's right.
How you been, G-Shot?
I've been all right, man. Missed out on a lot of things last year, but kind of was setting myself up to be able to have a better year in 2014. So I hope to see you guys a whole bunch this year.
Well, G-Shot, hell, I don't know what I can do to help, but if anything I do, give me a holler, man.
Who?
Oh, yeah. I ain't just saying it. I mean that, too. If anything I do for you, let me know. I'll see what I can do my best to get you going.
We did a bunch of changes on Shawanda over the year, so maybe we can play with some of the big dogs this year.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, the big dog. That's what's up. I'm glad I become a big dog. I've been trying. I ain't made it there yet.
You there. You know you there.
I'm trying to get there.
G-Shot.
What it do, baby?
What's happening? What's happening, everybody? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm still working, trying to sell a car here. Y'all pushing this old mule now. Got a lot of race car parts about.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, DJ. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What it do? What it do?
Hey, I told him you were still working, trying to get a couple of things in. I think you still at the sale or something.
Yeah, I just left the office. They called me early today. I didn't think she was serious. I'll open shop back up in a minute. You have to come on.
Oh, okay.
At midnight. I'm
well, DJ,
who's
telling the guy that, I was asking the guy what they would like to see out of the 2014 season in the Grudge World. What would you like to see?
Hey, man, this is less bullshit, more racing.
I think that's what everybody
exactly.
said.
Ain't nobody
exactly.
saying. Everybody tired of political bullshit and men acting like women. Fuck all that. We trying to race. We trying to go.
Less
bullshit, more racing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, homie. That was up. Oh, yeah. For the ones that listening, I forgot to tell y'all. Tony Fine said last night when we was on our show with him that it showed his Dirty South show. He got a turbo 400 2-speed for sale. Low and low. He's looking to do some trade. If he got a power glide with a 169, for the ones that are looking for one of them transmissions, Tony Bynes, he got one.
Well,
All right, DJ, you go ahead.
You said something about he was calling you out on something?
Yeah, he said he wanna lock me in.
Not with Hammer.
I think that with the Camaro, whatever he called the Camaro, that's what he wanted to
come
in with.
Come on, man.
I done told him. I told him I let him know Friday. I'm a C call.
No, I'll let you know. I'll let him know right now. Hell no, we ain't doing that.
Nah, I'll tell him with the other car. I'll tell him he's talking about that other car. I'll tell him that other car me and you talking about.
Get Mark on his damn phone. I'm sure he can get it with that one, man.
Oh, yeah, I actually am. I'm going to take over with that one.
That turbo on the line.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get Mark
Hell
on
yeah.
right quick while y'all talk.
Turbo.
I'm bringing a new project out this year.
What you gonna do for these boys in 2014? I'm glad I got my boosted buddy on the line, because there's some boosted cars from up north, Turbo, that's talking shit. Is we studying anything boosted coming from the north?
No, I ain't studying nothing. I know we ain't. Anything, long they on 28. They can get smacked.
Yeah, they all
on 28.
Yeah, they own.
That's
exactly
what they own. Right,
we're
bringing a new car out this year, too.
Huh?
We're bringing a G-Body out this year.
Well, shit.
Hello? Ma, you lying with a butt nigga and DJ Crank, so he,
Turbo Tim,
told him to get you on the phone.
Hey, hold on. Before you say anything, you almost fired, motherfucker.
He's been fired. That motherfucker
never had.
Hey.
Turbo told me you already fired, goddammit.
Hey. How the fuck y'all gonna fire the people champ, motherfucker? I'm the people champ. How the fuck do y'all fire me?
Oh,
boy, you what the hell you want?
I want to log in.
Yeah, you've been late for you didn't show up last week for work, and we had to call you today for work. What the hell? What we shouldn't have to call you. You should be calling and letting us know where the hell you at.
Well, see, be honest with you, I didn't think y'all miss me, so now I see y'all miss me, so I call next week. I didn't think you dog motherfucker missed me, so I called.
I gotta ask you, because I hear the rumor now, I hear that King Kong in 2014 is going to be on 28. I'm trying to, I mean, is that confirmed yet, or y'all still thinking about this? What's the plan?
We're at the table. Whatever it's on, it's going to be on. 28, 315.
Yeah. I got $200 that don't go 28 and race somebody.
$200?
I got $500. You want to go to 28 and raise me?
Nah, I ain't going we got the other ghost on 28
sound like
for your ass.
Sound like you're bagging up.
Yeah, beep, beep. You can beep all your ass. Hey,
yeah.
Check this. We got you for Nick for this year. You want some of King Kong or Junior? Which one?
I want both of them. I don't want this one. I want both.
You heard
you just, well, that's something. If your dad and my dad, me and you brothers are what? You hammerhead motherfucker. You, what's wrong with you?
I got a hard-ass head.
I say you must be my twin brother or something. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I tell you what, man, you don't get what you ask for. I'm gonna tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna whoop your ass with you wanna start with Junior or King Kong? Which one? Which one you wanna start with?
I ain't hear you. Say that again.
I said, which one you wanna start with, Junior or King Kong?
They don't matter. Hell, what are they gonna be on 28?
Nah, you know goddamn well King Kong ain't gonna be on 28 now.
Well, we'll work with both of them.
We'll start
with Junior.
That's
who I started with.
We'll start
with Junior first.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you what you ask for then.
you got this. What do you want to lock in, sir?
What we gonna rate? What about? Talk to me.
Hell, what the next race is, y'all? What the next race is?
I'll be in Montgomery Sunday. Now, what's up? Lock in with
me. Hell no, man. Hell no. Man,
oh,
ain't no way.
You said what the next race is?
Hell no. No Montgomery Sunday, no. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm saying we don't mind the Montgomery, but we ain't gonna be there Sunday. Hell no, man. Man, we ain't anywhere, man. We'll whoop your ass. Do you wanna go to Fat Tuesday?
I might don't make it to Fat Tuesday. But y'all change the date on.
Well, what about Skin and Wins?
Who?
Skin and Wins. And you can't make it Fat Tuesday. What about
beep,
Skin and Wins?
Beep, 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 beep. Skin and Wins. What the hell that is?
Your ass. Next place we go to.
Man, I'll be in Montgomery Sunday. Now, what's up?
Man, we can't do nothing, man. We're the operator for the city, man. We can't do nothing. We're working, man. We can't do nothing, man. We're working. All I'm working on.
What about the weekend? What about Invite
Austin
in February?
Now, you got some motherfucking hacking. Whoa. Let me, before I speak too much, Invite Austin.
Yeah, I'm 15th.
I don't know which I'm going over or not. Who raised that button next?
It don't matter
Running
who
Brown.
That race it is.
Running Brown.
Nah, I know we can't go in there. We talked about that the other day. You ain't going to run the Brown race.
Why y'all ain't going
yeah.
to run the Brown race?
Y'all ain't going nowhere Turbo going. That would have sounded like.
Come over there, you got two locks up. How about that? I'll lock
y'all
in.
April, I like
your ass
in for y'all
race.
What is April 6th for y'all race? Hey, listen, Tevo, Tim. We ain't going to run around race. I already know that. So, you know, hey, Tevo, you know how I mean you here. Hey, if I say we ain't going.
Wait,
I tell you what we do, Tevo, Tim. I'm tired of fucking y'all for the night and call me out like that, nigga.
Hey, Mark, we is going to run the Brown race.
I will.
That's all
I need to hear. That's all I need. Now, tell me what the fuck you want to do. What the fuck you want to do?
Somebody's finna back down, so I don't know what you're acting like he's finna back down. He's finna back down.
I'm gonna be there. What's up? Talk to me. What car you bring?
Who you doing? I'll show you. Who
you
doing?
I'm on 275,
yeah. Oh, man, you know what we've been doing, man. Cut it out, man. You know what the hell we've been doing.
Yeah.
You say you bring a junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do that.
All
right. 275, 28.
They
don't matter.
Yo. Yeah, the same thing we've been doing. Hey, Turbo,
yeah.
You got to have.
Yeah, well,
y'all got a G-Body
over there, too?
All I
can tell
y'all
is a new year. Y'all got a
G-Body
over there?
Man, we don't fuck with no G-Body. We don't fuck with no motherfucking body.
No,
all them G-Body, we don't fuck with no G-Body. We got a Fox body.
Yeah, well, I got a G-Body I want to lock in, too. Nice.
No, we ain't no G-Body.
I know you ain't.
Fox body. Hip body.
I know you ain't talking about Ken across the slow-ass Malibu you talking about last time. Ken across the slow-ass Malibu. Oh, Ken across. You remember when we was there last night, you told me, I'm going to make Ken across fuck you up. I'm going to make him fuck you up. You ain't talking about
no,
them
yeah,
slow-mo.
I don't even know a Ken across, bro. You ain't talking to me. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. I don't even know who the hell a Ken across is.
Hey,
we coming about out, but we ain't gonna lock nothing in. We'll be over there. We ain't gonna lock nothing in. We'll be over there.
On junior guy.
We gonna have both
but
of them. Over
but you, but you said if Turbo there, y'all gonna race.
Yeah.
I'm about to go out there tonight and camp out. I'm gonna be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll be there. We ain't gonna lock nothing in. We want to get over there and.
Nah, man, hey, DJ,
I ain't said nothing.
But with that motherfucker ready, I promise you won't have to ask me if I'm running. I'm running y'all.
I got one thing to say. That goddamn record you played about to turn to an 8-track.
Do what now?
That goddamn record you playing about to turn to an 8-track.
To the 3rd to 8-track. Okay.
Yeah. We started hearing that shit.
It sounds good.
Who got that radio noise in the phone, man? Goddamn, but
I don't hear that noise. Hey, if y'all ain't talking, your TV or somebody got TV or radio playing, can you mute your phone?
We ain't hear that shit to you about your ass back on the goddamn phone.
Hey, man, motherfucker, I'm sitting in the car. I'm sitting in the car in the car saying, still ain't nothing.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't know. Somebody do got some bad background noise. Please, we got background noise. Mute your phone.
It gone, hey, man. But, I'm saying, you're my baby now. I can't get rid of her.
Hey,
I can't mute my
ass. Hey, you ever sleeping butt naked?
Say, what now?
Hey, you ever sleeping, kid?
Kid, you don't sleep
on here, bro. What up, kid?
What's going on, man? Ain't nothing happening.
You got it, kid.
I'm going to be off this motherfucker.
Say what, DJ?
I said, I'm just trying to PowerPoint this goddamn car. I'm going to be off this motherfucker here in a minute.
Man, I'm tired of you how much you ran out of gas and shit, man. I don't want to hear this shit. Don't have no motherfucker PowerPoint. You better get that motherfucker to the cash, but you know your little short ass too tall to me.
Put some black leg on. Hey, Mark, I heard from Knuckle yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he called me. He said, it won't be long.
No. Hey, our other boy, they got his ass strapped down. They said, motherfucker, at the door burning rubber trying to get up out of
there. I know he is. He can't wait.
Yeah, they put that ass driving down. That motherfucker had some niggas all the way down to the soul.
I heard that.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
DJ, one thing you ain't got to worry about 2014. These motherfucking 901 bad boy that's going to take over this shit this year.
Listen, man, let me tell you though. It sounds good, and I know y'all going to do y'all thing, but I ain't going to lie to y'all. It's some bad motherfuckers coming. You hear me?
Damn sure we is.
Listen, man, 2014 is going to be stupid.
Guess who I'm being in the rank in the goddamn 3 of them bad motherfuckers? Motherfucker, 901 bad boy, cause we got some stupid motherfucker behind these motherfuckers.
we know 901 always gonna ring action, so we know that.
901, get on your stomach. Get on your stomach.
Your stomach. Who are they talking about? Get on your stomach. You got to walk up head to head with them.
What are you trying to say, Mark?
Roll, baby.
He gonna bump heads with Mark. Is that what you're trying to say?
Bump dead, motherfucker, man. Headline.
Well, y'all wild here.
Hey, man, I hope everybody have a good year, man, you know, man. And all I can tell y'all, man, y'all better watch y'all shit this year now, because we coming out to be some bad motherfuckers this year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you now.
14 gonna be a bad year, boy. Ain't gonna be nice. I think we're gonna break some records this year.
Break some records. No.
Ain't nobody gonna erase you with that bullshit you got.
Goddamn.
That man got a pro mod, man. With fucking 29 or some bullshit. Some stupid ass shit.
What the hell? Hey, go back and take your medicine, boy. You know what you're talking about. Keep taking your medicine. You just laid back.
You go back all the way doing some stupid-ass, crazy-ass shit, man.
How that crazy? You don't know what I done did. You just hear. You hear shit. You don't know what I done did. I ain't seen no picture of no cars until a picture of a transmission. That's all.
When you can see the transmission from the inside of the motherfucking car, you ask anybody on the phone what that is. If the transmission sitting beside you when you're making a pass.
Hell, that means you fly the transmission
by
the car.
And you can touch it. Come on, man, that's a certain kind of car. I don't give a damn what you're talking about.
Ain't no certain kind of goddamn car. You can't see it when I put my damn metal back. I had my metal off of it.
Man, nobody's gonna fuck with that shit.
I ain't got no pro mod.
Ain't no motherfuckers gonna run you. You got a fucking pro mod.
I don't. What are you talking about, DJ? What the hell are you talking about?
Don't do that dumb ass shit. You ain't gonna get no raise. You gonna do that dumb ass shit. You gonna be sitting on sideline. Well, that's where you want to be anyway. Well, I mean, you probably, so you're doing right. You don't want to raise no
sideline. If you got 29 on that motherfucker y'all got,
what's the
difference with what Butt Naked do versus what Phil Shula them doing? What would be the difference?
Phil Shula just did that shit for one time, man. He ain't got that shit on there no more.
I mean, I figured that.
That man got a fucking pro mod. I ain't got no goddamn pro mod. I got a 25-5
code. Y'all hold on. That is a fucking pro mod.
That's a 25-5. That one of them 2014 28-8 cards. You ain't seen that one of them yet. That's a 28-8, goddamn. Wait, no, I got a fucking pro mod. What the hell wrong with him? Hell, I'm running cars out my class now. Them chassis cars and shit. Why I can't get them and run with them? That's BS.
Other people do got chassis cars now.
Yeah, everybody got chassis cars. Everybody. Soon as I got them talking about getting one, I get one. They want to go to shaking in the goddamn boot.
What you got to say about that, Witt?
Wait a minute. His matching went out. He's trying to get his matching. His matching got wet. That's how his matching got wet. He got to dry him out right quick. Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to the mic. I got Baby Boy in from Chicago on. Baby Boy, your mic is live.
What happened with you guys, man? How y'all guys doing?
We're doing all right. How you doing up there, man?
Man, slow motion. It snowed a little early. We had 15 inches of snow last week. It got warm again. I got me a car washing too. So it's all to the good. Good Lord got me here. So I'm listening to you guys talking a little shit, swallowing a little spit, telling lies, doing your thing.
Oh yeah.
I was just trying to get a 901 bad boy. I think they're gonna be bad this year. I really do. And yourself, butt naked, you gonna be a bad motherfucker, man. You'll come out in 2014, man. Y'all lay it down, man, on the 28s and 29s, and get you some money, man, and make it prosperous,
oh,
yeah. Well, you know.
Thank you, thank you. But butt naked ain't gonna be shit, but thank you, yeah.
Hey, Whit, get up off my boy. Get up off my boy, Whit. Slow down. Slow down now. Get up off of him. Down.
Man.
Whit, cool. Hey, Kelly, when I make a play
I'm
and feel live, they don't want to hear that shit.
Nah, the motherfuckers don't want to raise Kelly. That's why he built some shit like that, because he know ain't nobody going to want to raise. He just want to be
hey.
Where he want. He, that way he
how
want,
many,
want,
how many Chester cars out there? How many Chester cars out there on 29? Damn near all on.
Three.
I have ran two of them my goddamn self.
Man, you ain't ran no two damn Chester cars.
What the hell wrong with you, Wick? Where you be at?
What Chester car is?
Candy Crush. That one.
Gosh.
Tony Wright. That two.
Yeah.
So what you got to say?
Candy Crush ain't shit, and turn it right fast. That's why I said it.
What they Chester call?
Man,
don't matter, man.
No more Chester than what you got.
Man, my shit broke to the floor pan, homie. My floor pan ain't even never been out of my car. I ain't got no goddamn 25-5 car.
No car test. Man, that goddamn car you got just like all the other fucking cars.
Nah, hell it ain't, man. Come on, don't do that, homie.
Hey,
you got a good, nice car, huh?
Hey, Flip, can I ask you a question, man?
Yes, sir.
And both you at Butt Neck, I just want to ask y'all. I saw the old series of street outlaws. What you boys to do one of them motherfucking boys on? If they get out to the track or the street, what do you boys do one of them motherfucking boys? Talking about they got the baddest motherfucking cars in the world.
I do all of them. I do the whole motherfucking list. Them fake motherfuckers.
I do the whole
motherfucking list in one day. I do all of them. All
in one race.
Motherfuckers. At the track,
hey.
I ain't doing that.
You're doing like you do old hogs now in the country. In the country, we're doing like we do them hogs. We cut the necks out and throw some salt on the air, goddammit.
I do the whole fucking list. I do all the California boys.
That boy Bobby can ride, though, man. That boy
Bobby
can ride, though,
Whit. Man, that slow ass shit out. Gap his motherfucking ass.
What you do to Whit?
She would play the gap band on that motherfucking murder. That truck, that Sonoma truck, the only thing I see that run pretty good.
They got an all-wheel drive Porsche that run pretty good with some wheels on.
Man, I take that Cutlass and run over that motherfucker. I take that motherfucking drop Cutlass and run smack clean over that motherfucker. Porsche, fuck that
clean over the man. Clean over the man.
Hey, Whit. Cadillac, I got a question. Hey, man, any way we can get in touch with them boys, man?
Man, I'm not trying to get in touch with them fake motherfuckers.
That's what they are. They fake. I think they fake, man, because I was on the internet with one of the boys. I was arguing with the boy over the internet, back and forth with words and shit over the internet. I think them niggas fake, though, you know what I'm saying? Because Coochie told me the same shit. I was on Coochie's show one night, and I was there asking the same shit. And he was like, man, yo, you know, the boys won't come to the track and play.
Hell no, they won't come to
track. We'll run the whole motherfucking list. For each car for $2,000 or $3,000. I watched the shit last night. They won $6,000 to go to California. Then they went over to California and run some motherfucker for $5,000. When they had the money, when they had the money, you couldn't even hardly see it. That little bit of ass bankroll. And then they had some twins on there. I said, man, that ain't no damn $5,000, that dude just won some bullshit. Let them get their ass in any track in the country, bring all 10 of them motherfuckers,
And we'll start wherever they want us to start, at the top or at the bottom. It don't matter. And we'll have something in their class. We got something for the farm truck. We got something for all of them motherfuckers.
Hey, Whit, what you going to do to one? Hey, Whit, what the damn one basketball going to do to a motherfucker around there?
Hey, guys, we got one of the California guys on right now. Tails on.
Good. Oh, yeah, Tails straight. Tails straight.
What's going on, fellas?
From Oklahoma, ain't shit. What's up, Tails?
What's going on, Tails? Yo, Tails, what up?
I'll tell you right now, I've got my tail between my legs. Never in my life have I been so embarrassed about a bunch of bullshit.
That was some bullshit. Y'all lost all the races. I couldn't believe that shit. That's some fake-ass shit.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Now, I've personally seen these cars run. I've seen Woody run. I've seen Donnie's car run. Donnie's car, man, he does dangle them wheels. But here's the thing. Now, if you watch the show,
if you're not talking, put your phone on mute because somebody got some background noise. Go ahead, Tail.
If you're got to go to some races and you go there and then all of a sudden your cars are the final four in that track to win $6,000 to come out west. I'm calling bullshit on that.
Yeah.
To come out here and beat these cars flat out six straight.
What?
Three of the cars shouldn't even have been in that. Three of the cars shouldn't even have been in that, for one. And here's the part that gets me. Now, I lock in a race with somebody, and that's it. Whatever we stip, and that's how we go. The man asked, anybody want any prep? Bodie with the red Nova is the only one who raised his hand and says, I want my check prepped. Okay. So now all of a sudden, lane's not working. Now they want to... To me, I thought that was chicken shit. Quit your fucking crying. You didn't want your lane prepped. Shut the fuck up and deal with it now. Then they go ahead and give them the other lanes, and
hello?
They still can't stick in the other lanes.
Yeah, I'll get you back on if you want on.
Well, I'm here.
Hey, I'm on. Who y'all looking for?
I'm still here.
Who is that?
You got that?
Is that Chucky?
No, that's Tail.
Who is that?
Hello?
Who is that talking?
That Tail talking.
Tail. What's up,
yes,
Tail?
What's happening, baby?
What's happening, brother?
I'm just, you know,
hey,
man, I'm trying to pull my head out of the sand right now.
Out of the sand. Oh,
I could tell you, man, those cars, now, the last Gypsy Mike, Bodie, and the Vega, they're legit cars. They are really legit cars. The other three, I mean, you guys noticed that you saw Chad's car in the background in one of those shots, but they wouldn't let Chad run. And Chad is way faster than those other three cars that ran that truck. So, you know, we didn't unite. That's the bottom line. California did not unite. It was egos, and I want to be on TV. Not handling this the way it should be. But I laid the gauntlet down. I sent a message to Crew Chief, and I told him, I got my top 10 grudge cars against your top 10 list. Either man up and respond back to me if I'm calling to my show. Gave him the simple number. He's got my cell number. He's got everything. He's got my address, email. And we'll see if he comes now. So I'm gonna get a top 10 grudge list, and we're gonna hit these fuckers up. That's all there is to it. And no one will be bought off. And the money they bet after the cameras went off went right back. It didn't go into anybody's pocket.
Hey, bro, listen. Only thing I was saying was this here. You can take some of the slowest cars. You can't even take, like, the top 10 cars that really grudge as far as, like, going around the country grudging. You guys, Dano 1, Tony Bass, Cold Killer, Tony Wright, Donye, I'm talking about guys that really grudge, that can, them just, they, that's like some of the top guys. I'm talking about some of the slow cars that can take some of their fastest cars and run them door to door and whoop them people, man. They talking to like they like the baddest people. They television, they commercial. What I was basically saying, they commercial.
Imagine this for 1 second. Imagine this for 1 second. If I come out there and I bring my Vega out there and I say, I'm going to challenge everybody in the grudge world. I'm going to give everybody $3,000 here to let me win. But shh, don't tell nobody. And I go out there and whoop ass. I'm going to come out of there looking like a god. That's basically what you have. You have a TV show. Because I can't believe for the life of me that we cannot hook on a street that we normally race on, and these guys come out from Oklahoma and are dead fucking nuts down the road.
Exactly.
So the boy daddy
come up to Chicago to the Grove and got his ass pulled out from some guys out in I think it's Wisconsin, a racing Wisconsin, and pull his ass out on the street. Then only thing they do is put up all their wins. They don't put up all the races that they have lost. They don't do that. So they want to make the TV show so dramatic to make everybody believe this shit.
Well, I'll tell you, when they get back to me, I'm going to set up a specific date where these guys come on. I told Crew Chief, I said, we'll set up a date on my show to come on. And when I have that date, I'm going to let everybody know and let everybody take their shot at these guys. Because 10, and just the names that you named, those are good. Those were on my list anyway. Drag them down a track.
What I'm saying to you is this here. You can take some of the slowest cars that you got in the grudge world. I'm just talking about some of the guys that ain't really been doing good in 2013 that's coming in 2014 that's going to be a handful to deal with. So my thing is just to take some of the slower guys and then run them. They ain't going to get past. They gonna, and you put a good 10 up, that's a good top 10 that are consistent cars, they will not whoop them cars, man. You can start from the top to the bottom. They will not whoop them.
No, I know. So, I agree.
So,
hello.
So you know what I'm saying? I just look at it in plain sight and just judge it about them just being on TV and say, yeah, well, we got the baddest street cars in the world, and don't be dumbasses and this and that. And this. Get your dumb ass out. You the dumb motherfucker that's getting on TV talking about you got a fast race car. The fastest car don't always got to win, man.
See, and what these guys say, they say they don't have the fastest street cars. What they say is they have the fastest street raced cars. So you know they're taking their car. Pretty much it's like if I was to go back and race every showroom stock car that comes off the assembly line, and then say, I got the fastest car out.
I don't mean to cut you off. Now listen to what I'm saying. Now this real talk. Now you got Larry Lawson that can drive his car 1,200 miles, and he got a full-fledged race car. The car chassis up, and he got a Willie bars on. He got goddamn it 33s or 16s. Or he got Shelby Muldowney's on. But he can drive a car completely around the nation.
What's your point?
Every time I see those cars, Daddy-O, they own a fucking trailer. And you talking about a street car? You talking about a Larry Lawson got a legal, street legal car where he can drive. Yeah, it's a race car, but he can drive a motherfucker.
But he drives it everywhere? Yes, he does, man. Yes, he does. When Crazy Kelly from California, from Northern California with the 57, he went out there, took his car off the trailer, and was driving around Oklahoma to where they were going, and there's a video on YouTube where he's driving his car next to the Nova on a trailer going to their street race. You know, they, what do they have? You know what they have? They have a TV show,
And yeah, you know what? They got some fast cars, but they haven't raced anybody. They haven't raced the caliber of those cars. I want to see these guys race the 10 that I pick off 28 and 29 inch tires and get fucked up. That's what I want to see.
Exactly.
And then, you know, we don't race for that bullshit.
What size you think the Daddy Dave got? What's this, a
16-33? It's a 33. Yeah, 16. Yeah, I saw the truck in Vegas. I actually saw the truck run in Vegas. And the truck, I'll tell you, it's a good running truck. When he leaves that line, candles are lit, man. He's on that unit until it ends. You know,
Well, Tony Wright can do it. A Cole Killer can do it. The 901 boy can do it. The Tony Bell can do it. Don Yates can do it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? You talking marbles and oranges now. You know what I'm saying? Just because you say you got the fastest car in the lane, the next motherfucker that think you got the next fastest car get in the lane beside you and just see who win down there and turn that tree, that light on down there.
Yep.
Well, we're gonna let Smooth Criminal in on. I think he wanna come in too. Smooth Criminal, your mic loud.
Then we gonna cut off this damn street car talking shit. If they can't bring that shit to the track, fuck it.
Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
Your mic loud.
Yeah, what's up, baby? Hey, look, they talking street car, man. They talking fat tire. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna run nobody with no 28 and no 29. They'll run your ass with them 28, 29, and they're going to keep the same tires. Those stupid ass don't run them with them big-ass tires on the damn street. It's dumb. Because they're going to kick your ass every time. They're already telling you they're not going to run nobody on the goddamn track. They ain't going to the track. They say they're telling you they don't run on the track. They run on the street. Because you're going to race them. Not only them got cars that can run, they got to put bigger tires on there. Yeah, they're going to give them a run for their money. He's on there, you got 28, 29. You don't win that way, bro. Don't work that way. So all this arguing about them having the street fast street car and all that, they got the tires, man. They doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? We doing what we do on the track. They doing what they do on the street with big tires. Ain't nobody challenging them.
Hey, Daddy-O, my thing, I understand why ain't nobody challenging them. I understand that. But my thing is this here. Stop saying you got the fastest street cars in the world because you don't have a fucking street car. You got a four-flash race
ain't nobody beat them.
You got a four-flash race car. You carry your car on a trailer, man.
The only person that beat them is the brothers in Chicago. So other than that, they can't stop
claiming that. The boy from Chicago, the white boy from Chicago, went to the motherfucking street and said, fuck you, and took his car and won him on the street and got down and blowed his ass out. So my thing is this here. I'm going to tell you, what I'm telling you is this here, bro. I'm telling you the realest shit. I'm telling you the realest shit in the world. My thing is this here. Stop saying you got four-flash goddamn street cars when you don't, or four-flash street cars when you got all interior in it, all the no roll cage in it, no mini tubs and all that old mess. You got radio, all this, your air conditioning,
dude,
work, all this old stuff.
We gotta say this now, because you know everybody got their own interpretation of what they're going to call the street car. It's too many different damn categories people want to put this shit in. So it's hard to say what, you know, I totally agree with what you're saying as far as, you know, a street car, this street car, that. But, I mean, everybody got their own interpretation and stuff. And if the only way you can sanction what a street car is if somebody make a goddamn rule to say what a street car is, because, you know, this shit is so crazy. Just like what we doing now in racing. I mean, everybody talking about stock suspension or back half or chassis. I mean, bottom line is if you want to race, get your ass in another lane. If you don't, shut the hell up and go sit out somewhere. I mean, that's what it's going to change.
Either
way to whip them guys, and we put some big-ass tires on our car and run them too, because they got some big dumb tires on their car. So that's all we need to do is put big tires on our car and get their ass down.
That's the advantage they got, because, I mean, them big-ass tires going to work way better than the small tires. Small tires don't stand a chance leaving against them cars.
Yeah,
And they already said that. And in every show they tell you, man, every show they tell you the guys that come out there with these street cars and them small tires, yeah, they're going to do good on the track. They ain't going to do good on the street.
So my thing is this, Daddy-O. You said come to the street. So if a motherfucker go to the street and whoop them, does that mean, if that's pertaining to it, they going to come to the track? And run the same way? We're going to take the big tires off and put the little tires on and whoop your ass again. Do that make sense?
They say they don't race that track. They say they'll take the cars to the track just to tune it.
Listen, what I'm saying to you, Daddy-O. You missing part of what I'm saying. You missing part of what I'm saying, bro. No, you're not.
I understand exactly what you said, but they not taking their car to the track. So they don't give a fuck. All
right, let's calm down.
A dumbass motherfucker that got a grudge car that's been racing at the track will take their car, just like the boys in Chicago took their ass on that street and beat their dumb ass, man. You just know what I'm saying to you, man?
But them brothers from Chicago had the same shit they did. Same tire size. They didn't have no 28, and they didn't have no 29.
They had big tires, and they got pimp. Chicago pimped them like they supposed to. That's it. They thought we were sweet. They thought we were sweet, but they got sweet. They had to lay down on their stomach and tell them midgets to go to work.
They had the same damn tires, man. Well, I'm telling you, that's just how it is, man. That's just how it is.
Woo! Trying to tell you how it go, man. You come to Chicago, you're going to get taught something. Trust me. You're going to get taught.
Like
we teach the world, don't you know? Recognize who run the country. That's all I got to say, and I'm laying, I'm putting it down.
Woo!
Well, come on, BJ, let's go. Well,
hey,
we got that one across
like,
again.
Hey, look. That's just like when everybody go down there and race the 901 boys, right? They in drag radios, everybody else in slicks. Last year when everybody went down there, had them fast cars and all that shit down there, they got whooped, right? And then everybody starts talking about the track. Every track is different for sure. You gonna race a man that's got drag radios on his track, and that's all he do on the track is run drag radios, and you come down there in the slicks. And you see everybody down there ain't getting no traction, but you still gonna put your money up the race.
Well, I think Terry wanna say something about that too. We gonna open Terry. Terry, Mike and Lyon, sir.
Hey, what are you guys arguing for? This shit is the fakest shit in the world. It's set up like a goddamn movie. You guys are getting all hyped up over some bullshit. They don't fucking race. We had true street cars in Chicago. They didn't want no problems with none of them. The only reason Tough raced his Nova is because they thought he was going to blow the tires off. That's the only reason.
Okay.
It's like a goddamn movie.
Well, I don't know them guys.
Zombies ain't real.
They're doing their thing. They're making their money. They ain't going to take a chance of losing. We had Boost 12 there. Boost 12 was ready to go. They didn't want no problems with Boost 12 car.
So Boost 12, we're going to run them too, huh?
We had 20 cars there. There was a bunch of people there. The only reason they raced Tough is because they thought he wouldn't hook on the track.
A bunch of people, what y'all talking about?
When they came to Chicago.
Oh, the outlaw people.
Where did they race at here in Chicago?
No, hold on, not the outlaw. The TV people, the fake reality.
Yeah.
I like real reality. I like real reality, yeah. Man.
Yep.
Now I know when they came to Chicago. I know y'all made them keep it real up there, probably.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to email them and tell them they come to the South. We're gonna put our dick on their back.
They ain't gonna do it. They're all Dude, everything's edited. I mean, it's they pick and choose.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on, man.
Hey, butt naked. Yeah. Hey, butt naked.
Lay down,
yes, sir.
DJ.
Hey, listen. You naked to the waffle. You gonna put your ass and dick on their back, man.
We're gonna lay our dick on their back. I'll crawl their back. Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Where did Dick Reese end in Chicago?
I can't mention that.
Oh, okay.
He can't mention it. No, he can't mention it.
No.
Yeah.
Did they have them damn rental lights up there too?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, shit, wherever it was at, it had to be. Man, I don't know. What street race? What street race? Hey, get off. You get some damn. Get some damn rental lights set up.
Hey,
that
DJ
takes time.
What?
Yes.
Hey, DJ what?
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, listen. They won at the track. Them Chicago boys took his ass to the motherfucking street. Guess where he wanted to go, and guess what he gave him?
What he gave him?
A good baptizer.
Hey, what
gave him a good baptizer of about a dime.
For a dime?
For a dime, hey, man. What's it all for a dime, man?
I'm gonna go on record and say this. Now, you know, the show is good and insane, and I do believe that these boys, you know, like what they do and we're racing and everything, but the problem is, the only problem I have with it, and I watch it, it's good entertainment, the problem I have with it is that it's some edited, I mean, it's just not, I don't know how it was in Chicago, but the shit I see, you know, it's like it's watered down, man.
Yep.
Give me some real reality, man. Give me some real. I want to see a real damn drug race. But I do. I like the little format or whatever. I like all that. I mean, I ain't trying to. I don't want to hate on it, but you know, it's just not what we do. But there again, who the fuck am I gonna hit? They got like a goddamn 1.5 million viewers. So who the fuck is low me?
Yeah, they got some goddamn viewers.
Yeah, they said, so what? I ain't going to lie. If I was them, I'd say, I don't give a fuck what you say, Stutter. We getting rich over here, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Terry, I'm in Cars Race over there.
Huh?
What's that?
I'm in Cars Race over there. I'm in Cars Race over there that day.
How many cars what?
How many Cars Race? Y'all only raced the Murder Nova? Then y'all raced the
Murder
Nova?
Only the Nova, yeah.
I was the only one that wanted to get down.
Yeah, we raced our Nova. Tough race.
Right.
Terry, what are they racing in Chicago?
Yep. Yeah, they came up here.
Luis, you got it yet?
And but a few places they could have gotten those street racing off at. In Chicago.
Bet you're
not a star, kid. Bet you're not.
Huh?
I bet you're not.
What are they going to get that kind of action at?
Man,
they
was at the Globe, man. He got his ass knocked loose. They went on one of them side roads in Burlington, Wisconsin, got his ass knocked loose for a dime while I was right there. They made a few hundred.
Well, DJ,
right
that what
me
and you going to do. We're going to get us a videographer, goddamn it. And we're going to, when you get your car, we're going down the main drag in Phoenix City down through there. We're gonna go out to the city, get us a permit to shoot a video. It's gonna be a street raid, goddamn it. See how many hit we get on YouTube.
Now, you know what, butt nigga, you fuck around, goddamn it. By the time y'all get over there, goddamn it, slam up, goddamn it, the police gonna fuck around and come.
You ain't damn lying, they're out on the set. They coming. Them loud motherfuckers, they coming. Let me tell you something. Down here in Georgia,
I've been a while back. My partner now has a boy from Atlanta that came down here to the country. They want to race.
Right.
And they were gonna do a street race out there. The police
right.
came. There were every bit of 90 people out there on the side of the road. Man, the police didn't see no racing going on with no car doing no burnouts and this. He pulled up, all the one that didn't run and took off and stayed down. They got him. They seen two dog lines in the road. They charged up with that shit was participating in a drag race. I ain't never
right.
heard of that shit. They didn't charge it with land drag. Land drag was a.
All you gotta do is come to Chicago, and if you
participate,
you just walk the drag race. They'll tow your car and get them give you $500,000 bond for your car. It's $5,000 for your car to walk.
Man, they gave us land drag was $150 fine if you got that, but nobody got land drag. They charged everybody with participating in drag, and that was $1,000 fine and a year probation and your life suspended for a year too. Damn sure did all of it like that.
Oh, they like that here in Chicago too, but Nicky.
But we got a lawyer. We beat that shit. We had to go to court 3 times. That lawyer charged everybody in the group $1,000 apiece because so many of. You know that lawyer got paid? He charged every individual $1,000.
Shit, I can imagine he did.
He got majorly paid. All of had one the same lawyer. Then after we beat it and it got put out of court, don't you know the state brought it back? We have to get the lawyer again?
Yeah.
That's
some
bullshit.
Some of the baddest and the biggest and baddest street racing went down in Memphis, Tennessee. You say it was 90 of y'all on the street, but nigga, it used to be 500 and 600 on the street down here when we used to race down. All the boys from Chicago used to come down here. Big drag.
Exactly.
Big King.
The good days.
Skin. I'm talking about, man, it used to be 500 and 600 people on the street down here when we used to race on the street.
Where the super shop used to be, right?
Well, nah, that's on Summit. I'm talking about when we used to run on Rivergate and we used to run on Air Park.
Oh, okay.
Man,
Air Park,
I'm talking about thousands of people used to be on the streets when we used to run. All the boys from Chicago used to come down here just to race because it'd be warm down here. Knucklehead,
yep.
Perry. I mean, shit, man, I'm telling man. We used to have a real street race. Now, them free skin, our street used to hook like the track. Bobby and them used to run with the wheels here to goddamn 100, 200 feet out.
Yeah.
But they used to prep it. Bobby used to prep the whole street.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
This G-Shot. I got a bunch of video from back then when we was coming down there.
Yeah, G-Shot came down there. We sat out there. How long we sat out there before we was to race you, G-Shot? We sat out there. 5 or 6 that morning. You damn near pulled them over at that motherfucker right there on the street and everything.
Yeah.
I remember that night, G-Shot. I ain't bullshitting. I remember that night.
I mean, the thing is, you know, we all got some damn hell of a street race story. But the only thing is, you know, that's why we trying to get off these goddamn streets. It's too goddamn dangerous.
Better believe it.
Yeah, I ain't going to run on the streets no more.
No. It's too dangerous, man.
I can't run the top. Yeah, I don't want to run the car that we running now on the street, you know.
I looked at some YouTube video. I think some guy was trying to test car that they was going to try to run them outlaw boys with. They fucking flipped the goddamn car. Goddamn car got loose about 300-some feet out. Flipped that bitch over.
But our street shit used to be real. I don't think that shit ever real.
That's what Kerry said. Terry said that was edited.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. The thing is, you graduate from that. I mean, the problem is you're promoting that stuff down there. The thing is what I don't understand. How in the, you know, it is what it is, but how in the hell can you promote damn street racing?
Illegal drag racing. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that, man. The problem is you got these young teenagers that don't go out here and, well, you know, motherfuckers' mind ain't all the way right and get out here and be trying to, you know,
imitate these motherfuckers on TV. You try to get people off the street. Now, don't get me wrong. You used to have the fun and shit. You used to be exciting, but, man, you realize real quick how dangerous that shit really is, man.
Oh, yeah. Remember the one in Birmingham? Remember that time the one in Birmingham before got killed?
Yeah. That was man. Crazy. That was crazy shit.
They were on that long back road, that back street.
Man
they got them cars.
Terrible.
Man, that's something cut down. Light poles ran over so many folk, killed them folk. That shit was on the news. Everywhere.
Man, we want.
Some of the law control out there.
Hey, Lucky.
I bet about 400 folks out there. Yeah.
Hey, we had a guy in Chicago, goddamn it, run on 130. He had a decent running car. He run on concrete and hit some dust on the concrete when he left there. Man, chopped the man's car in half, man.
Oh yeah.
And cut his head clean off.
And cut the man's
head
clean off, man.
Cut his head clean off his body.
Man, LP Street Radio.
Yeah, the car got cut in half.
LP Radio in Atlanta, and two people were sitting in their car watching, and the dude lost control to have a race, and hit them while they parked. They sitting inside their car, parked watching the race, and killed both of them.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I got a partner right here went to Atlanta like that. Went up there Atlanta and going to do that street race. Shit. He took the police down. He spraying out like here trying to get away from the police. Somebody jumped out and ran like here. He had a full fled Ray car. Damn sure did.
I'm gonna tell you the scariest thing I ever saw about street racing that I don't ever want to see no more. We was down on Damon and Fulton here in Chicago, and a couple of my buddies was getting ready to race. Okay, we got all the people out here on the streets, and now we got somebody down there getting a blowjob. Sitting on the side street where they got to come through it. Now, can you imagine if he had saw all them people while he getting a blowjob, what was he going to do? Come right out there in the streets trying to get away, and these cars are coming. That would have been scary. So that deterred me from going to this street racing bullshit. Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Man, safety is everything. A pilot them cars, man. Whoever get behind that wheel, man, and pilot them cars, man, go down that 660, man. You got to realize and understand you got to respect them and honor them, man, because they doing a dangerous job of driving that automobile and making sure the wheels don't come off, the tire don't blow, the motor don't blow, or don't get up under the tire. Anything dramatic that happens to their car, they either got to drive themselves out or hit that wall and hit another car, flip over, whatever. So I respect them guys that drive them cars, man. You get what I'm saying?
But oh, yeah.
I could see me or one of my homies getting one of them cars and going to go on the street and run for a few dollars and hurt themselves.
When that nitrous first came out, he had his nitrous on a toggle switch. And when he left there, that seat broke. And when that seat broke, he couldn't turn that toggle switch off. He was clean through that building, man. Clean through it.
Yep.
Oh,
I was standing out there that night.
Yeah.
I was out there that night later.
The man went through a building.
Yep.
Hey,
you
hey,
ain't going
y'all
gotta
to understand, man. It's
shit.
So,
nigga. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
What the hell is that?
What the hell is that?
I want
to
hear that one. Yeah.
They tell that.
They tell that. That damn week when they tell that. Hey, man, why you going to put that on me, man? I tell you, I get you high. Hey, Kellek. my goddamn Ciroc everywhere when he said that shit. Oh, God.
Hey, you got the, hey, Cadillac got the friggin' thing to make you laugh, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Cadillac, we're saying that your midget back up now.
That's it. Haven't you heard? Come on.
Your midget background single.
Hey, DJ, that's it, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, tell Kelly about them goddamn midget me and you seen one night about a month ago, goddamn it, in the strip club. Lord, how much?
Don't play, boy. They don't play.
Hey, he talking about them midgets on their chest. This is some big old midgets.
I'm feeling it, man. Don't worry about it.
That clown ain't no
Cimarron.
Hey, Wick, you want to
reverse that to be
an instant? Ain't no Cimarron here, y'all. Better get in. You better get in where you fit in, boy. Katara, boy. Okay, you just don't know. Just don't know, boy. Watch me. I'm going to show you what I ride with. Watch. Stay tuned, baby. Like I said, haven't you heard? Follow.
Katara, this motherfucker. Cut that goddamn music off.
Cimarron.
DC Joe, Fleetwood Brome. That's Brome to you, youngster. Brome.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
I want to blow your whole.
Hey, guys, we got DC. We got guys from DC on. Hey, guys, we got guys from DC on. DC Joe, he wanted to talk to you guys real quick. Let him
on.
Hey,
fellas, I was listening to y'all show going on. Who down there from Alabama or Georgia? Who's that from
but
Alabama,
naked?
Georgia? But naked?
We,
yeah,
hey. But naked in summer.
Okay.
Both around that
okay.
way.
Okay, you ever heard of a track down in Alabama called Abbeville? Abbeville Speedway? In Abbeville, Alabama? Yeah.
In
the
70s,
they had a track in Abbeville, Alabama called Alabama Speedway. You ever heard of that?
Mm-mm. I ain't heard of that.
That was in the late 70s, early 80s. They called me Bama Joe, or they called me the Phantom. I own the Ghost Racing Team in Washington, D.C., but I'm from the South. I'm from the Dirty South. I'm from a little town called Ozark, Alabama. You ever heard of Ozark?
Yeah,
okay.
Ozark.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I'm from. If you look me up on the Internet, it'll tell you a whole lot. I'm an ex-world kickboxing champion. That's how I met Kelvin Jones. Me and him used to date two cousins. I hear y'all fellas talk about all this racing and street racing and drag racing. All that stuff sounds good, but what we got to do as a people is we got to join forces and race together and stop racing apart. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I hear y'all talking about all the different classes of racing on the street. My man there is contradicting himself. One minute he want to go fast on the street. The next minute he ain't going to race on the street at all. I say that to say this. If y'all guys want to go racing, some serious racing, I'm getting ready to line up something right now in Atlantic Beach in South Carolina for Memorial Day week, for bike week. We'll be down there racing cars, trucks, motorcycles, whatever you got, we're going to be racing in two places. We're going to be racing on the street and on the track. I'm going to have that whole facility down there. I own a nonprofit organization called the Waker Foundation. Do anybody know what's going on in Atlantic Beach in South Carolina right now? And can anybody give me the definition and the reason why Atlantic Beach became popular in the 1930s? Anybody know the history?
No, brother, I don't.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little quick education, a little quick quiz. Atlantic Beach is part of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's a black-owned beach by black people. It became to be because the white people in the Myrtle Beach and North Beach wouldn't let the black people go to the beach, so they started their own beach. That beach right now is going out of business. My job, my sole purpose right now is to get this beach up and running. We're going to be doing live music, concerts. We're going to have rappers, ballad of rappers. I'm going down on actually Thursday to sign a contract with these people to try to do two things. We want to
do the street races on the street for all those fellas that want to talk shit. They're supposed to have those fast-ass cars that want to race on the street. You want to televise? It's going to be televised. There's going to be thousands of people there. So it won't be no mistake about who got their ass whooped and who won the race. That's the first thing. The second thing, for all of those guys that they think they're running pro mods and stuff, you think you got a fast car? You better think again. If you go to Dubai, Allen Arby got the fastest car. Now, I got some fast shit, Kevin, to tell you. I run a blown Mustang with a 460 in it. It's 3,000 horsepower. I've been building on a car, 1953 Chevy, with an Allen Johnson. Who knows what an Allen Johnson engine is?
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Plenty of them in funny cars.
Huh?
Plenty of them in
it's
funny,
a funny
cars.
Car. How many niggas you know got a funny car motor and sitting in their house in the bedroom?
None.
Man, shut
your
face.
Where are you talking
ass
to
up,
one?
Man.
Oh, I tell you what you do. Line your shit up, bring it to Myrtle Beach for Memorial Day week, and we're going to be right there. Anybody that want to talk shit, that want to get your nuts off, and you want to do it to get seen and recognized for what you're doing, come down there, and we're going to be there just to show everybody who has the fastest shit on the street and in the eighth mile.
You own the beach now.
Wait, hold on, Slim. You done had your talk. I done heard you talk some shit, but you're talking to the wrong motherfucker now, okay? We're all here to have fun and have a good time and get paid and be seen. That's what this whole thing is about, being seen and who is the top dog.
Well, that's what.
If you want to know, hold,
listen
to me. Listen to me. If you want to know who the top dog is, I'm going to give you my website right now, and you can go on and take a look at it. My website is Waker, for all you that can't spell, is Waker, W-A-K-E-R, without the
why
L in Walker,
come on like that.
Foundation.org. Because you want to talk some shit. I'm trying to give you some serious business. I'm trying to put y'all
well,
on
why
the map so you can
you
be
nowhere
seen.
Around here, racer.
Because you know what? I'm a diamond in the rough. Just like this beach that I'm telling you
yeah.
I'm trying to say, my parents
well,
have been diamond for the last 7 or 8 years. I'll tell you what, nigga, you go online.
Wait, hold on.
And if you want, I'll tell you what, when you come to Myrtle Beach, you bring your shit with you when you come, with your loud-ass mouth, and your money with you when you come. You see me in person. Whoever you is, I don't care who
you
are, what you got, I got something for you. If you want to run on the street, I got street cars. If you want to run motorcycles, I got motorcycles. And if you want to run pro mods, I got those too. Now, you want to keep talking while I'm talking. We had you talk, so now let me talk. I want to be all yourselves that want to be seen. We're going to be there for Memorial Day week down at Myrtle Beach. And that's going to be the weekend of May the 23rd through May the 25th. And that's for all your fellas that's serious about wanting to race and be seen for what you're really doing in life. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm here for, is try to spread the word of who's really doing what. And so you don't go to jail. We're working it out with the police department and stuff down there on Friday, and I'm working with the governor of South Carolina. Now, how many niggas you know doing that?
Let's get this man the proper respect, man. This is somebody that's trying to put together something.
He can put together what he want to put together,
okay,
DJ. What they can't spell for all of y'all that can't spell. He act like he's talking to a bunch of little invalids or something, man.
If you really want to be seen on TV and if you really want to be heard on the radio, it's going to be there for all you guys that want to do it. Now, you keep talking over me, it's not going to get you where you need to be. Because this is where
man, you ain't nobody, man.
All of the boys will be there.
All of the South Carolina boys would be there.
Man.
All of the New York boys would be
there. Coming on our show, man. You want to get on our program.
Man.
Hold on.
You come see what you got.
You want our program to come see what you're about. Yeah. Who he's supposed to be? Darren Garland. Come on. Who this cat think he is, man? That ain't right.
I need everybody to be quiet.
He got a 3,000 horsepower motor on this here.
Get in the goddamn cut. Everybody be motherfucking quiet. God damn.
Hey,
hold on. Everybody just chill out. Everybody chill out for 1 minute, please. Good grace. Now we're going to try to talk one of the goddamn time, but good Lord, the hell done went on in this motherfucker. God damn.
That's because he's talking to some... He's talking to some grown ass men, man. Come on, man.
I can see how shit can get twisted and go sideways. It don't take much for some shit to go. Let's start over, everybody. Let's start over. Everybody get a second goddamn chance. Let's start over. How you doing, sir? What's your name again? That was talking about his race. What's your name?
The name DC Joe.
DC Joe.
Yeah, DC Joe.
DC Joe done left the building? Or is he still here?
He's still on. DC
Joe done got drowned in the Atlantic Ocean, man, down in Myrtle Beach.
I know I came on trying to take up, but I was on the other line, so I don't know what all he was saying when I was just trying
he
to...
He wasn't saying nothing, man. He wasn't saying nothing. He come over here trying to hijack something.
Fuck him,
man.
Oh, Lord.
He
oh, my
God. He don't know what he was saying.
Somebody got a 3,000-horsepower motor like we ain't got nothing like that, man.
He acts like he's King Joe or some motherfucker. He can't fool nobody on his team. Does he realize motherfuckers ain't fighting no more? Ain't nobody fighting no more.
Who know Allen Johnson? Like Allen Johnson knew or something.
He lying, man.
Like nobody know who Allen Ivy is.
Fuck out of here.
He don't know who Allen Ivy was.
I'm a Hollywood clown, man. Shit.
I don't know where he come from. I think he come out the ocean down by Myrtle Beach.
That ain't what he said. He said, how many N-word? Got a Allen somebody motor sitting in their bedroom.
In their bedroom, right.
Shit. Yeah.
Man, please.
Well, first of all, I can't send it through the door.
Second of all, your old lady ain't going to let you have no shit like that in the bedroom anyway.
Allen Jarvis is going to be a motor for everybody either.
And if I'm trying to put something together, I think I'm going to come in and represent myself way better than what he did, man. You know, I'm going to try to make it so that y'all will come and want to blend in with what's going on, you know.
Allen Johnson don't deal with no fool like him nowhere.
Man, that man come over here telling us about he was Bruce Lee. I'm the one that kicked Sarah Lee in the ass and all that. Nobody want to hear that shit.
And then he called us my nigga.
They bothered me to stop these prank callers from calling in.
Shit. Nobody want to hear that bullshit. Take that bullshit down the road. This girl Jake, man, we drag race over here, man. We ain't want to hear nothing about no motherfucking Bruce Lee.
Goddamn, y'all blow wick high, y'all blow my goddamn.
Hell yeah, that shit. That didn't shake nobody up because he talked about Bruce Lee. Where Bruce Lee at? Shit. Damn right. Nobody care nothing about that. There ain't been shit called chop a bullet.
Hey, man. You got a lot of white Caucasian.
Shit, nobody want to hear that bullshit. Come on, represent yourself and try to make us interested in what you're doing, man. Let us see if we like what you're talking about. We might try something.
Hey, Mr. Larry.
Y'all crazy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the man called himself a nigga, man. We black men over here, man. We do shit. We black men.
I didn't even understand the reason for it.
That man used the N-word on 9 times.
Right.
But see, first, my boy, what he did, first he signed his program out. I guess he thought he was threatening us or something. I used to kick Sarah Lee and Bennett Crocker in the ass and all that. Nobody want to hear that. Why are you crazy?
And then he goes,
he kicked Betty Crock in the ass.
Yeah, he kicked Betty Crock in the ass and Angel Mama too.
Y'all crazy, boy.
Man, please.
Hey,
butt naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked. Don't you try that shit no more. Don't go out and get these psychopaths and put them on the show, man.
Hey,
definitely was on the wrong show, man. He come over here talking about a 300 horsepower. His guys right now got 3,000 horsepower engines, man. Get out of here with that bullshit. Take that shit on down.
All you gotta do is run up on
the kids.
All you gotta do is catch up with one of them big black turbo cars.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Larry. Wait
yes,
a minute.
Sir.
This is what got me, man. He disrespected coming on the show, man, calling us the N-word. Then
I
he talked about
all.
How many N's got a 3,000
horsepower
motor
in the front room and shit.
In the bedroom.
And then the killer part about it, back in the kitchen, he got Betty Crocker and all them lined up, them old women, he done kicked his ass. Ain't nobody interested in that shit.
Hey, they all said, man, you know what, man? You know that was one of the Cimarron people.
hey, you know what? I ain't going to let you put that on my people, man. Bag up. Beep, bag up off that, man. We don't talk like that over here.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, this is Whacked Out Tuesday.
The kid.
Yeah.
It's G-Shot. Give me a call when you get off the phone.
Okay then. Okay, I will.
You got my number?
All right, G-Shot.
Yeah, I got it.
Jay Bond got
to
pull something out of his hat to get his show live and back up. Jay Bond pulling all kinds of shit out of his hat, ain't he?
God bless,
man.
That dude got a Allen Johnson motor, a 460 motor, going a tow truck. Get that man a break.
Yeah. Yeah. He got the motor sitting in his front room. It's supposed to be in a damn car. Shit.
That's
unless he's going to race the house.
Hey, Larry, he said he was building a 3,000
motor
in the house. What
nigga
do that?
maybe going
to
race the house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, 460. Ain't nothing to get that more horsepower out of 460.
Nah, he got that motor sitting in the floor to keep all that water out the base.
Alan Johnson probably don't even. He's so old now. He probably don't even know what a boat is. Yeah.
He know what some milky cookies is though. Some milky cookies.
Yeah.
I had a real land in that man. What
did
you?
But no way. Kevin, why you let that mom, why you over his mic talking about he's from D.C., Kevin?
Kevin did it, too. Kevin did it.
Oh, Lord.
You ain't
got to go.
Going to hey, you ain't going to shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You. Hey, you ain't going to shit.
That's right.
Yeah. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
Why y'all crazy? Y'all crazy. Come on, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy joke like here tonight. Y'all jive tonight.
Ooh-wee, what the hell is going on, y'all? Bruce Lee even come on our show. I can't believe this shit. Bruce Lee?
He said Bruce Lee. I fucked this shit up. Hey, he came out better than Rich Brown. Goddamn, you don't land on Mr. Gilmore property. Better get the fuck off around here, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, to be totally honest, I just got tired of listening to his bullshit.
Boy, y'all hard on the pimp. I ain't gonna tell no lie. Y'all hard on the pimp.
That's Kevin's cousin.
Hey, but nigga, that wasn't even no pimp, man. That was a scrub.
Larry, tell me that dude that came on that show a while ago. Larry, crazy, man.
Well, Larry, he had to be a little disrespectful to goddamn Uncle Larry got in his ass.
Oh,
hey,
man,
he was way out of line.
I came back on the line trying to help him out. Everybody said,
"Did
you hear what that motherfucker said?" I said, "Oh shit!" Everybody on
mic. DJ, I was just gonna tell you to play our song for it, DJ.
Well, hold on. I should have known who got in his ass bro, with that chemo getting in his ass.
I think that was Kelly Joe getting in his ass.
That
I started to play that song, DJ.
Huh?
Hey, DJ.
You talking about he got a Myrtle Beach over here and not? Man, shut your motherfucking ass up.
We go street race.
When he said I was on street race, I knew he was behind.
Now, we don't promote no street race no on this show.
We don't promote no street. But I mean, I'm going to say this. We do want to try to support anybody that's trying to.
We'll promote his drag race.
Yeah, hey, DJ. DJ.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got no problem in supporting that man, DJ, none whatsoever. But don't come on here telling us first, trying to wedge us down like he's talking to some little girls, telling us about his martial arts. Ain't nobody concerned about his damn martial arts. Then he got that nigga, and then he said that for those of y'all that can't read, that was a total insult to me, man.
I'm going to tell you, DJ, I ain't going to tell you no lie. All jokes aside, I'm not going to support anybody with street racing because I've been through a bad mishap with street racing.
That's my whole thing with the street racing thing. I mean,
You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do it.
Damn.
I got that hair.
Hey, Stunner.
I got a headache.
Hey,
that boy,
Stunner.
I got a headache.
Oh,
my
Stunner.
Hey, Stunner.
Butt Nugget, you don't normally, Butt Nugget. I ain't going to say nothing, Butt Nugget. I'm going to be quiet, but he's bad. He was way out of pocket, man. I couldn't be quiet.
Y'all can let that man speak his feet, man. Y'all going to get on y'all ass.
Hold on, dog will give
a special show.
Y'all did it wrong.
I can let him talk.
I tell y'all what, that the big goddamn New Year Christmas present I ever had. I ain't laid this hard boy in goddamn 9 months.
You ain't going to shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Butt Naked.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Butt Naked. Hey. Butt Naked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, Tail. Listen, man, I put that soundbite on the board because I'm a huge Kevin Hart fan, and I was hoping that I wasn't going to offend anybody by doing that. It doesn't sound like I did, but if I did, I want to apologize. But Kevin Hart, to me, is the funniest motherfucker on the face of this earth, and I love
him,
man.
You know what? You know what? Jay Barnes hit that motherfucker the other night. He didn't know what the hell he was pushing. I just seen some shit on the board. Said Kevin Hart. I want to see what they say about it. You ain't going to shit. He said, oh, shit.
When I put it on, when I put it on my show, I let everybody listen to it. I go, now listen, let's see how many shows use this soundbite.
Boy, y'all,
hey,
wow,
hey,
boy.
That's what
you should have played for Bruce Lee. Shit.
Shut up.
Shit. Man.
Yeah. I'm a boxing champion.
Yeah.
He let y'all know y'all don't want to make it personal because motherfucker like karate
I thought he was Rudy Ray Moore here the way he was talking. Don't look like
down in the jungle deep.
Y'all heard what I said, niggas.
You ain't going to shit. Nigga, you ain't going to do it.
Oh, I can't find my goddamn lead. No, where my leads at, goddamn? I got them.
Yeah.
I got them. I found them.
Is it safe to say that I haven't offended anybody?
Oh, man.
No,
yeah,
man.
You got to worry about that, Theo. We all good, man.
You said Kevin Hart said that shit. He said it, boy.
What's happening, Theo?
Yeah, y'all offended us. You offended us. You let Kevin work the board, and Kevin let the fool-ass motherfucker get on the show. You fucking offended us.
Well, y'all,
make
it up off Kevin, man.
Get
up off Kevin.
I just want to tell everybody, if they're in the Myrtle Beach area, go on out there to the street.
You go out there, you go in the goddamn jail on that
hey,
damn
BJ.
Street. What's going to happen?
BJ,
I'm going.
No, nigga. He's working it out with the police right now as we speak. They're going to let you drag race right on the fucking street.
He said he got the government, too.
Hey, man, so we got cameras.
It's
going to be televised and everything.
He got the government on this shit.
Yeah, and then nobody got his website. Nobody got his website. I don't think he ever tried to get it out, did he?
He tried, but hell, he said we gave him.
Everybody want that nigga website.
Hey,
all you got to do is tell that nigga you got some milk and cookies. You got some milk and cookies for that milk.
Waker Foundation. It's the Waker Foundation.
Yeah.
Kimo, yeah,
that
was Waker Foundation.
We already came through, man. That man was promoting his show, and y'all took it to another level. Man, y'all wrong.
Y'all niggas wrong, man. Y'all niggas wrong.
Maybe I need Roshan to be like, I need to spell it for all y'all that can't read or write. What the fuck he said?
Yeah. Right. We got Ray.
Nigga.
y'all niggas stop talking over me.
I think I done created a monster, man. Shit.
Y'all want to be seen, y'all just come on down. Don't talk over me. Let me tell you what I'm doing.
He came out better saying bubble.
You just get the part. You like it.
He said we could read, we could write.
Hey, but I ain't gonna lie, the book came out of him real quick. Now you read the book now.
Yeah, he read
the book. Ready to buck what? What he ready to buck? His eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he gonna do.
Hey,
we're gonna put that mark and that mark 5'2", I swear. Something's that out.
He just said that dude read the book, Larry.
You
the
ain't
the book,
going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do shit.
Well, y'all, wow.
Yeah, that's the shit he was talking about. Wasn't nothing, man. That wasn't nothing, but nigga, we got somebody up here. We got somebody that be around you all the time. That's a high ranked martial artist. So he get out of here with that monkey shit. Take that shit somewhere else. Nobody want to hear that.
Already, you know I know who he is.
Leroy to kick his head off on the left.
Kick his head.
Leroy to kick his head off.
Kick his head clean off his body. Yeah.
I want to know what police don't let him street race.
You ain't lying.
South Carolina. I just left that motherfucker. They ain't street racing nowhere over there.
Man, police.
They ain't playing that shit nowhere. That shit's just like fighting dog. Get caught doing it, see what happens to you.
Yep.
You may call,
hey, man. They got
Okay, G.
The first, it's too many
bad things that happen with street racing. Just like everybody on this phone got a story to tell about something bad that doesn't happen but a street race, man. I mean, bottom line, it just ain't safe. There's nothing that needs to be promoted.
The cars is running too fast for them streets, man. Yeah. They way too fast, man.
These
cars
are going to get insured, man. These people got to have insurance at the track.
That's right.
Ain't nobody
going
to insure no goddamn street race.
Sure ain't. And I ain't going to no, what did he say? I thought he said Murder Beach. I didn't think he said Myrtle. I thought he said Murder. Who want to go somewhere to get murdered? I ain't going no damn Murder Beach.
Oh, guys, listen. Let me explain to you what they do. They get a permit for the road they're going to race on. There was CHP up there out here for that show. Police. It was a movie set. They had security like a movie set. So you had the police up there, you had ambulances up there, you had the TV show puts up a bond for insurance. It's all legit. They go through a tech and the street press.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to be a part of it. Fuck him and his show.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
That's how they do it.
They give you that illusion. If all those lights are off, you can't see your hand in front of your face on that road. There's nothing out there. But
They got lights going up and down the whole street, the whole nine yards. It's a television show.
Mm-hmm.
I had my phone on charge because my battery about dead. One of my Grudge Inc. brothers said, "This ain't no damn commercial show. What the hell going on?" He from up there where y'all at now. I ain't going to call his name, though, goddamn. He said, "This ain't no damn commercial show."
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Tell, what's going to happen, what? Tell?
Oh, not much. Nothing exciting. Just I saw that show last night and I just stuck my head in the sand and fucking said, "Why me?"
Oh, okay.
Have you found
Kev?
Is that
Kev
talking?
No, that was
Kev,
Kimo.
Oh, I thought that was Kev. I was going to say, where have you found Melvin yet?
Hey, Kimo, I'm here.
Yeah,
have
you found Melvin yet? Yeah.
No, sir, I have not. Do you need me to do something for you?
I'm just looking for him.
A lot of
people making videos and shit. He ain't up on one of them
oil can thing, oil cans. No, sir, I don't. Hey, look, all I can tell you is that I don't know. He disappeared. I ain't talked to him over 6 months to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think, matter of fact, I haven't talked to the man since you and him were supposed to be saying 131. I'm just a messenger. You know what I'm saying? Kimo, I'm just a messenger. I don't know, you know, and I try to stay out of it. But, I try to tell a lot of people about you, but they don't want to listen. You know what I'm saying? They just don't listen. So what can I do?
Hey, Kimo.
A lot of people think Kimo a punk, but... You just came over, like I said, you working out some things on your car, and when you get right, it's right.
Wait a minute. He said a lot of people say Kimo a punk. Come on, man.
I'm going to tell you right now. I haven't seen Kimo race plenty of times. That's a bad motherfucker right there.
Let me tell you something. I know Kimo a goat. The problem is, it's like anything else, man. When you got problems with your program.
Yeah.
When you shit right, I mean, let me tell you, the motherfuckers out here doing, ain't nobody got no problem with a motherfucker when they ain't doing nothing. You know, certain people can lay off a year or two, and when they come out, then fine. But you know, you got right. People like myself. You know, I get jabbed at this and that and this. Ain't nobody finna rush me out, but I guarantee goddamn to you when I come out. Watch how many motherfuckers go in the goddamn bushes. But guess what? I'm going right in them bushes after they ask. Bring your ass on out here, motherfucker. Come on out here.
Oh, man. Don't be like that, DJ.
From meeting you and knowing you, man, I mean, you one of the guys to go. So, you know, I don't listen to that bullshit. I mean,
yeah, I want them to think that I won't go. But y'all will see when y'all see that black and white motherfucker again. Yeah. I'm going in the bushes after you. Go in the bushes on me, and you done said something about me. And think I ain't coming in. The, hey, my
you ain't going to shit.
Oh, there you go. See?
You ain't going to shit. Nigga.
No, it was not me because I'm upstairs talking on the phone. I'm not downstairs, but I was laughing my ass off.
I told that motherfucker somebody got access to that goddamn board.
That's the only reason they ain't hung up on my ass tonight, because I'm on somebody else's line. Every time I get on the motherfucking phone, they got them hanging my ass up. I know somebody, but that's all right. We got to trick me y'all motherfucking ass.
Hey, we didn't push that button. He over there with Bobby Brown. He couldn't have pushed the button.
Oh. Yeah, y'all know Rick can't put the button. Rick don't even know how to fucking text. He ain't pushing no goddamn button.
He can't put no button with them fucked up ass fighters. I ain't even gonna push a button.
Oh, man.
Now, come on, hey, man. Come on, now. Y'all need to stop that.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin,
can you hear me?
You stupid.
Hey, man, y'all give me a take. Y'all try to start talking about dog. You stop that shit.
You fat motherfucker, you coming to my finger.
Kevin, can you hear me?
Yeah, kid, hold on one second.
I ain't say that with now.
Sit there, listen to
that good nigga with.
Kevin.
Go ahead, Kevin. Do you
know the day fall lips on his
face? I don't know. I wish they
getting on all these lines,
man. I don't know.
Ask Kimo. Ask Kimo, you know the day fall lips on his race?
Yeah, I think it's July 26th or 7th.
No, I don't know the date. I don't have the dates on
it. Okay, then. It's probably in July.
Yeah, it's the end of July.
Yeah, that $10,000 race is in July. I'm not for sure what day it is, though. Is that why that's my birthday month. I might come up north and get some of them motherfuckers' birthday.
You might well come on and get that money then, DJ. DJ, that's
you
saying that's your birthday month?
I might as well come over there and get some motherfuckers' some birthday presents.
Yeah, because my birthday around the town too, DJ.
Hold on, let me go on and say this right now. Now I know all these motherfuckers say they want me from the north, these booster cars, da 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 da. I'm gonna make it real easy. Y'all to tell me who's the motherfucking baddest. I'm gonna cut his goddamn head off, and then the rest of y'all can go play with yourself. That's what I'm handling that.
Wait.
Damn. DJ,
whoever y'all say the best, let me ask you something though, DJ, you gonna be small block? I got a partner, man. I know he won't mind racing, but the only thing is he on 28. You don't mind that?
I'm on 29. He on 29. I had it wrong. He on 29.
He boosted on
29. Boosted on 29. I just got to see him. I probably won't give a fuck about him more than like. He's small block.
Small block.
Group raising out of class car. And now he's not no player. He don't straddle the goddamn fence.
No.
He's a true 29. I'd probably play with him. Stock
suspension. Stock suspension.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably play with him. Why you got 29? Why you don't want to run the 28?
It probably won't fucking matter, man.
Yes, sir.
We don't mind you talking about coming up to Chicago and tearing some ass up. Just don't you start that Bruce Lee shit, okay?
You ain't going to shit,
nigga.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
What about negative, man?
Hey, man, we got Kick on the phone from Atlanta. Kick on the phone from Atlanta.
Hello.
DJ.
Yes.
It's Cheek. Did I hear Big Ken on here? Big Ken out there somewhere? Big Ken.
What?
Yeah, Big Ken.
Yeah, hello? Big Ken been running around here talking shit.
Oh, I thought I heard him on the phone. I heard they got a little car they putting together. I'm trying to see if they're gonna be in Valdosta on the 15th. Small block car.
I don't know. Yeah.
Hey. You ain't going to shit, nigga. You ain't going to shit. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do shit.
Who you referring that to? Who you referring that to? You don't know my car. You don't know who I am.
Who that Big Ken? I am looking for Big Ken. Can y'all have a small block car over there?
Yeah.
Ain't no Big Ken. I'm engaged. What are you trying to do for the 15th?
You talking about Big Ken that had they got the red truck?
Yeah.
Oh, you
want to
piece of that
fat
ass, huh?
Yeah, he said something the other week. I'm trying to engage with him, lock him in.
Talk to Bud.
He's trying to engage with who? Who you trying to engage with?
Big Ken. Big Ken, I'm sure they got
the
a
little red
huh?
The ex-owner of Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
The ex-owner.
He sold the truck. Oh, I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Hey, he's supposed
right there.
He's supposed to be on. He's supposed to be over there helping Fletcher them out. I think black, not gold dust, black dust. They got a new car.
Yeah, prime time. Coming back. Here you go. Can't nobody get in touch with Big Kid. They got a killer on here looking for him. Somebody get him on the line.
Get in touch with who?
Big Kid.
Yeah,
she's talking
to somebody. No, he went on this show. He went on, was that yesterday's show? Yesterday's show. He went on, I ain't heard him tonight.
Oh, I thought I heard him on half. That dude sound like Big Kid. I thought it was him.
That one that keeps saying, you ain't
going to
do shit?
No. That one started talking when I first said it, I was looking for Big Ken.
Oh. I don't know who that dude is. That dude was talking about you.
Yeah,
damn, you got a
hard-on
for Big Ken. He
must
have went
upside your
head one time.
Oh, no.
You ain't going to shit. Nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
Big Ken. Big Ken got the airwaves tonight, baby. Well.
Hey, DJ. Bud Nick. Where Maurice up at? They ain't got that coffee chat? That Malibu?
That. I don't know. Who the chick?
Yeah.
What up, chick?
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
DJ? Shit, not much. Man, y'all were having a good time until I came on here looking for Big Ken. What y'all doing?
I didn't know who the hell it was.
I think y'all trying to figure out who I am coming on here looking for Big Ken. I'll see y'all know who I am.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit.
I wish I could have put a patent on that right there. I got a lot of motherfuckers to tell that to.
What? We're arguing over
who's
Maurice
ain't on here either.
Nah, he might be. He usually always on the show, but he's probably late. He might be landing. Maurice, text me if you're on the goddamn show. You hear chick calling your ass out.
Are y'all playing that right there for Maurice? that sound like it.
Oh shit, Maurice, that them young juvie.
Yeah, it finna get hot. What the hell? Everybody getting quiet for? It finna get hot. We finna do some racing.
It sure is.
Uh huh.
It's still cold up here in the north.
What's up? Y'all
gotta
be racing
the
old eyes pretty soon, ain't it?
Man, I'm gonna knock eyes dick in the dirt. Eyes gonna fucked up.
I got
eyes.
Eyes talk a lot of shit now. He talk a mean game now.
Yeah, he talk a lot of shit to everybody else. I take over his motherfucking show.
Yeah.
You know. He ain't gonna do that. That's for him too. He ain't gonna do shit. Fucking up.
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
Who that joke got that cue there?
I don't know. The minute I didn't play that shit, that I'm gonna be still hearing that shit in my sleep. Yeah,
ain't
got it. Yeah. God damn. Well, y'all, chick done came in and made motherfuckers go in the bushes. So I guess it's time to goddamn say goodnight. Because don't sound
man,
like
I'm
nobody
trying
wants
to. Trying to engage.
Trying to go. You're trying to go. That's
yeah.
it. That's the name of the game. That's the name of the game in 2014. We gonna see who's
ain't nobody
to
ask me how I sit or nothing. I can't even engage anything. Ain't nobody
Hold on, wait a minute. Now they got some small blocks up north. They've been talking about them damn badass small blocks they claim coming from up north now, chick. And they were talking y'all a resume last night. They sure was now.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to get up north anyway. I think I'm gonna go up.
Captain Wayne coming down there.
Who?
Who's Wayne? White Trash.
They call White Trash.
That's who I'm looking for. Is that White Trash?
Yeah.
Little Johnny, whatever his name.
I think Jimbo's coming out with a car too. Jimbo called
2H2. Yeah, Jimbo done made that big money. Hey. That make my goddamn. Woo! They bet that big money. I'm looking for them.
Oh shit! Y'all hit, man. That's the drive of the Jolly Rancher. Small block from the south.
They looking for Jolly Rancher.
I know they will. That's why I got on him. I wonder why everybody was quiet. Did nobody ask me how I sit in there? I was just sitting back, Wade.
Yep. Jolly Rancher. They said Jolly Rancher
Jimbo
is a slouch.
Is a what?
flout.
Oh, okay. I remember how to know you to talk about them guys and tell them boy, tell them guys the ride down 95 gonna be long. I'm finna show up 95 with a small block.
You ain't gonna. What y'all play that record on him?
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do shit.
Now, since you told him that, what kind of car you got?
Got a rest. I ain't got nothing for you.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. You ain't no talk show host, is it?
Nah, I'm just a cheerleader.
Huh?
I'm just a cheerleader.
Oh, okay, okay. I kind of sniffed that out a little bit. I smelled that coming on.
Oh, my God.
Dollar rent.
Yeah.
I'll be over in Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg.
And guess what? Play that song for us. Play that song for us.
Uh-oh, that don't sound too good.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
What kind of car you got? Yeah.
I got a boosted. I got a boosted small block.
A boosted small block?
Mustang. Mm-hmm.
Mustang. A boosted Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think what I got over here in this stable. I ain't got no boosted. Do I got a boosted car?
Well, nigga, how many cars you got? Excuse my
friend,
goddamn,
John.
You got that many cars? You
said
how many you got? You got?
You
forgot you got one?
I'm trying to see if we. I think we got. I do got one. I do got a boosted car.
Do you? Small block.
Yeah, it's a Regal. It ain't a small block. A big block. It's a Regal.
Oh, I don't want none of that. Well, I'm gonna stay in my lane, darling.
I got a boosted car.
But they got a bunch of. I got a few small block partners that's willing to come down there and shake you up a little bit. Got one by the name of Chucky.
Chucky.
Chucky said you ain't gonna do shit.
Small block 28. No ball.
Small block on spray.
No
well, one ball. Thing I know Chucky will go.
No, y'all, I know
Chucky
y'all like them
really, the
airplane
boys,
North like
but that's not going to race them now. They ain't going to be bagging up. There ain't nobody going to be scared of Chucky. But I know, but one thing I know about Chucky has going to race.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, that's going to race now.
That's what I like. I like to go too. I love to go. You ain't got no Willy balls. You ain't never answered that. You got Willy balls on that thing?
I don't know if they're gonna have Willy balls.
See, I know y'all like them sister sticks. I know y'all love them. Them little bit anti. Y'all like sister sticks.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they got bars on, man. I ain't gonna tell you they got them. I ain't gonna tell you they don't.
Oh. Okay.
But well, I can tell you. They gonna come and go to your ass when I tell them you've been looking for them. You got on the show talking shit.
Oh yeah, I get on a lot of the show talking shit. This ain't the first one. This ain't the last one. You better say it.
One thing I say about Chick, he talks shit, but that motherfucker there go ready. He gonna bag it up too now. He gonna bag it up. He ain't just talking. Everything he said, he gonna do it.
Number one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a lot of people going down.
I mean, I like when people that go talk shit, because that way, if somebody else jump out there thinking he ain't it, you know, shit, you can. Goddamn, you got them, your coattail finna get full.
I know Wayne and them coming down to tattoos.
Oh yeah, and the good thing about every name, all the names y'all calling right now, gonna go. Man, they ain't gonna know no reverse. Chick them ain't gonna know no reverse. Wayne ain't gonna know no reverse. Chuck ain't gonna know no reverse. Shit gonna happen. Shit gonna go down. I mean, that's
look
all right.
And then y'all say, Jimbo, I'm writing down names. I'm taking these names. Chucky, Wayne, and Jimbo.
Chucky, Wayne, and
Chicken.
Jimbo.
Chicken. What did you call
yeah.
him? What did you call him, DJ Grant?
Huh?
You call him Chicken? DJ Grant called him Chicken?
No, his name Chick.
Nope. Oh, Chip, don't you go looking all across the internet trying to find them boys.
No, I seen Jimbo. I know they like to build a lot of money. Chucky and Wayne, I don't. As long as anybody who ain't got no Willie balls on 28 with a small block, they come see me, they come to Fat Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Damn good.
Ooh.
All these boys from up north. All of them from up north.
Yeah,
All of them got side exit exhaust too, don't they?
I'm
gonna tell you, Jolly Rancher look like it kind of look like a street car. It ain't got no side exit. We got them going up under the bottom. At the back. I'm going to take that car and drive a... I'm going to drive a hole right up between their ass, all of them. All three of them.
Man, you ain't going to... Man, wait a minute. Let me get Wayne on the phone.
I'm ready to go. That's why I'm agitating you so you can get them on the phone so we can get them down here so we can go. I'm on my job. This is my job.
Y'all heard it first?
This is my job.
Hey, listen, now I'm going to tell you, he called the show pretty late when Wayne came call in. I know what he was doing. Wayne couldn't call in, man.
Now, come on, kid. Ain't nobody three-way broke.
Yeah, I know it.
DJ, that's one of your fellow grudging guys. Get him on the
way. Hey, listen, man, I ain't going to stop no action now. I mean, ain't nobody
trying to
show
your Wayne on?
I know if one of them people get on this phone, man, they're going to accommodate my main man, Chick. They're going to accommodate him now.
Get Wayne on this. Hey, get Wayne on. This man assassinated his character.
All right, I'm going to try to get him on. Give me a minute.
What about, what's your
name?
I got about three cars down here ready to go, small block. That's three of them.
I can tell you what Wayne going to tell you. You're going to take one of one. I'm going to tell you what Wayne going to tell you. He's going to take one and run through all three of them bitches.
I got one with full interior now.
Oh, hey, you know what? We got a 2010 with full interior in
it. A 2010 what?
Come here, Ralph.
Mustang with a small block in it. Y'all bet not hell now on no 28.
They got a Camaro.
You bet not.
I got
the
Camaro.
Not Lil Tony car. I know Lil Tony. Know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I should have.
I'm cool with Lil Tony.
Oh, okay.
But I do like to go though. I'm cool with him though. his people and my people are good people. His people and my people are good people.
Lay in bed together?
No, tight man. You, they good people.
Oh, tight is okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Titan gonna love for you to raise Wayne then.
I'm mad now with I'm finna call Titan now. I'm mad with him now. Why he ain't told me about with Lil Wayne? Or Wayne.
What's wrong?
Wayne never scared.
Hey, I'm one step ahead of you. I'm trying to get over here to. I'm calling him right now.
I hear Butt Naked up put on that goddamn gay ass J Bars music. Who cut that on? You cut that on, didn't you, Butt Naked?
Mm-hmm. Wayne on. Wayne is on.
I heard y'all got a lot of my ass motherfucker on here talking.
Never. Never scared racist. Hold on. We got Wayne, never scared racist. Knights of Small Block, King of the North, or one of the kings of the North. We got the King of the South on Knights of Small Block, the Jolly Rancher. And your presence was requested, Mr. Wayne.
Well, I heard somebody by the name of Lollipop was looking for me.
Now, DJ, my question is, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a lollipop? Chick. I know he's not.
Where'd he go, man? Goddamn, y'all already almost got me fired earlier playing that you ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do it. You ain't gonna do shit.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back.
Shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Shit, you're mad. The man you requested, man and I on the line, then we got Wayne Never Scared with the White Trash, Knights of Small Block, South Suspension, 28/275 on the line.
Uh-huh. What do you want to do? What I want to do for what? For where?
What you want to do? I told him, let me clean this up. I did say that he would be in, I did speak for your car instead of you being Hattiesburg. Now, I don't know if you were coming there.
That's the plan. We still a whole mile out from there.
Okay.
Who's my man there? Who's there, Chicken?
Hey.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who I'm talking to, Chimo?
You want to jump on a little street car? You gonna try your ass straight off the trailer?
Look, man, wrong with that bullshit? I'm not gonna travel a motherfucking 1,000 miles to run a motherfucker off the trailer.
See, your man said you gonna be there.
Okay, but you talking about straight off the trailer, man? Ain't nobody gonna have their car bouncing up and down on the highway for 1,000 miles.
I'm gonna talk about 9.5 hours. It's going to take you over there.
All right.
What
the heck?
Right,
let's lock that shit in.
And
thank you, Tuesday. Then you go race. You got to run right off the trailer.
I'll be there.
How much? All right. I ain't running off the trailer now, but you got to run off the trailer.
Go lay down.
I ain't got no problem with you being there.
Go lay down.
Hello, hello. Hey, man, I'm going back to work. I'm calling that motherfucker talking about something.
He don't
want to
raise you.
I tried to lock him in. What do you want to do?
He don't want to do shit. He gay.
How much?
Oh. DJ Grant calling somebody like he calling a killer.
No.
That wasn't DJ. That was
you ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit.
I ain't calling nobody tight. Some goddamn tight. Who
that calling me chicken? Who that?
That's Kimo.
No. Let me get it together. See, I didn't know he was in bed with my man. See, I thought Chick would just come over here pumping on the chest. I don't know him. So I
said,
yeah,
Kimo,
hold up, Kimo. Yeah.
You done called Wayne that drought on you, and you said Wayne was going to be there. Block your fuck ass in straight off the trailer. I'm tired of you.
Well, hold on tight. Hold on now.
Wait a minute, guys.
I beg to differ on that one.
Motor City Mafia rules. Now, wait, what's
that weekend of Fat Tuesday this year? Didn't they change the date?
Yeah.
Now, what you want to do, Wayne?
What's the date on
this? Is it March the 2nd, ain't it?
March 2nd and 3rd or somewhere along in there. Yeah, because March 1st, we over in Battlefield.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to knock eyes digging the dirt over at Battlefield.
Let's get to February 1st, and I ain't locking in no race for March in fucking January. That shit don't make no sense right there.
You got a point,
You got a good point. Well, I mean, we can tentatively say if both cars on the property, y'all gonna goddamn lock horns.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go straight off the trailer.
Yeah. All right, so you ain't got no problem running you off the trailer.
Okay. Both cars off the trailer. Straight out the trailer.
I ain't running off my trailer.
We ain't never been to Hattiesburg neither. Oh shit! It's a gamble.
If you from the south and you ain't been to Hattiesburg, what rock you been hiding up under?
It ain't been hiding up under no rock. Mississippi ain't never done shit. Alabama.
You got a point there.
Goddamn, there's a small block in Mississippi. I'm finna fuck up. That's why I'm looking for Big Ken. They think they got something new.
What about the other dude? Hold on. What about the dude? Is it? I think Roland out of.
Yeah, Becky.
Let me tell you. You melt Roland down and pour him on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
It's gonna be good this year.
In a small block in Alabama, he can have turbos and everything except Turbo Tim there. Nah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I guess I'm not hit dog, but you didn't accept who? Yeah, motherfucker. You said the right goddamn thing, man. Without a song, you got the right one, baby. Hey.
DJ Eagle stood up on the top of his head like a pit bull there.
You goddamn right.
Shit. I bet butt naked don't want to do nothing for 2014.
Whoa,
butt naked on the phone. Tight man, wait a minute. Butt naked on the phone. Don't do that.
Hey.
He better be putting our baby down for the night.
DJ.
Butt naked. Huh? Yeah, who called?
He heard Tight Man and went to sleep.
I think Butt Nigga might have got off. Butt Nigga, where you at? Yeah. Who's that?
It's the fan, goddamn.
Goddamn fan. What's up, fan? What's happening?
Tell Tight Man to get his ass off the goddamn line. He know what I'm talking about.
Tight Man,
yes.
The fan said, get your ass off the line. You know what he's talking about.
I had to get over here because my services was needed. And,
okay, I let it slide. Boy, I'm going to go to bed.
It's been a damn crazy-ass show.
Hey, man,
there
ain't no racing going on. We can't do nothing
but
like
do like that. They got that lad tripped me out tonight. God damn. Yep, it is what it is. Where the hell butt nigga there is at?
I told you.
Rapping them deers.
Huh?
He's playing with the deals, man. You know what butt they can do. Don't be trying to fake. He got about 12 in my house. He took his kid.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do shit.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna predict the future to you, right?
All right, predict it.
By the end of 2014.
Okay.
Never scared racer with that white Mustang with tap out.
With tap out.
Completely out.
And he would tap out against y'all not the small guy.
Don't worry. Yes, tap out. Tap out. Yeah, he's going to tap.
Not the small block.
I'm going to tap your goddamn head with that bullshit.
Never he said he said he's going to tap out. Wayne ain't going to tap out, man. Hell no.
You know better.
That ain't in the cat type. I can't see him tapping out. That boy, they ain't gonna tap
okay.
out, man.
What did you say about me, Tight Man, a while ago?
Hush.
What did you say about me, a while ago? I ain't saying nothing, but you know I don't talk about you, nigga. You know I'm talking about you. I just said you were feeding her, putting the baby down. Our baby down. My bad.
No, hell, I wouldn't. I was over there burping her.
I knew she had just ate, because I know what time, you know, why you be going to the train. I know what time she like to eat. Don't worry about it.
God damn it.
You ain't going to do
shit. I was sure we should have been with you today.
Nigga. You ain't going to do shit.
All right, Kevin, cut that motherfucker off.
Well,
goddamn. You remember they got them? I bought her first damn diamond they got them. That way you could help me pay for them.
Oh.
What in?
Oh.
But, Nick, do we got anybody in Alabama got a match of small block?
Bet not.
Bet not.
Is Mop Gates still going to have a match of small block, or they got... I don't know if they got a big block or small.
They might borrow one of them.
They better leave that some bitch sitting on the floor where it's safe at. Wrapped up in tissue paper. On the floor, safe.
Oh, man.
All right,
Nick. Well, thank you for calling in.
I'm going to
do it with a lover.
Hey, chicken pop.
Yeah.
Yep,
look how the man is calling.
Y'all got some car drops going on the motor down there.
On the motor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can get you in contact with a guy that got a small block on motor. Mm-hmm. What you trying to do?
Not tight. Now, you know. My offer still stands. If you got that motherfucking Motor City Mafia stick running down on y'all ass, I go.
The Regal had it on there all 2013, and he acted like you was damn blind. Like your name was Wayne Charles, Ray Charles' brother.
Hey, y'all know I wasn't in that lane.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I was alive. What happened?
I'm in the line of life.
And they have no blender zone. They have no blender zone.
Well, that should be the live action car. At first, it was a ghost. We were spending so much time up at 131, but we got a chance to see it, and it's a very impressive car. Very.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be respected. So, you know.
Well, one thing I do know, we know they're going to see them two cars lock on this year.
Guaranteed. All the way down, a catastrophic failure.
Yeah. We know it's going to happen. We know it.
Sure as you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I one thing I can guarantee you, never scared white trash Mustang chop out in 2014. Remember I told you that.
Ooh.
I bet in 2014 we won't get tight man ass chase no damn reason on the track like they the one goddamn.
I bet you I chase it every time it leaves, as long as it's for the money.
That damn Regal had a 109 60 foot, and I think you had a 103 60 foot, motherfucker.
Hey, Wayne.
Uh-uh. Hey, what up? Who that? What up? Who that?
You know who it is. Your worst nightmare.
Uh-huh.
Hey, whoever.
Who else my worst nightmare is? Can you speak up a little bit?
Hey, Frank, what we gonna do with that police from now, man?
Hey, who was that? I can't hear him. What they saying?
I say, what we gonna do with that blue Camaro, man? You know what I'm talking about?
That blue Camaro.
It's a small black Camaro.
Oh man, I will fuck that slow shit up.
Hey, Wayne, is you gonna have to?
I will fuck that slow bitch up every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Where your first race car?
That slow ass Camaro with that 275
on
it. Oh man, get your ass out.
Wayne, where your first race gonna be at, Wayne? We're gonna be wherever you. Where you gonna race that first? Where you gonna race that?
It's probably gonna be Fat Tuesday.
It's probably. Is you for sure about that?
I ain't 100% sure because I ain't going to both races. I'm going to either or. I can't stay down south in the whole week and shit. So either I'm going to go to that pre-race or I'm going to go to Fat Tuesday. I ain't doing both.
But make sure you let me know. But we're ready.
Hell, you could have let me know when you was at 131 if you was ready.
Hey, Wayne, I came to you 131. You lied and said you said that shit I saw my bed. You want to race me now. And he don't come up and he wants to fight. I got books.
Hey, man, you need a glass of water.
No, I got
about 3 minutes. I'm not sure. I think we got about a couple of minutes.
Hey, is that a promise?
What?
Is that a promise?
Yeah.